This is Tim Murdoch. You're watching White Rabbit Radio live for Wednesday, April 30th. Hopefully you're doing okay out there. It goes from being hot to cold where I'm at, or I should say cool. It's not cold, but, you know, went from 80 degrees during the day to, 39 at night? It's quite a drop. Canada is now demanding that pooper scoopers be an Olympic sport. Really? That sounds exciting. We'll see what's going on. We are streaming to Rumble, kind of experimenting with something new on Rumble. I guess I'll do that more on my time and not during a live stream. They have more than one way to stream to Rumble these days, which is somewhat fascinating. But let's cruise over here. We've got stuff in the news. Let's get going here. Hopefully you guys are doing okay out there. We will have a paywall show up tomorrow. I know that with Odyssey is rolling out their new payment process, and I don't know how difficult it's going to be. Odyssey may be, you know, it may be okay in a few months. It may never be okay. I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. But for you, those that are subs, I know when they roll it out, you'll have probably about 10 days to figure it out, or your sub will go dormant. So keep that in mind. We will be moving back over to the paywall, my guess is. Those people that do sub on Odyssey that don't sub to whiterabbitradio.net, you can move back over to the paywall. You can do that through Buy Me a Coffee. You can do that indirectly. There's several different ways to go about it. You can do that monthly through Buy Me a Coffee. Just put in your username. But any questions, just contact me. It's not going to be, you know, everything. Typically, it's nice to have a site where you can join up, put out a credit card, and then have everything go right. Odyssey was like that for a while. It ain't going to be like that anytime soon. My guess is WhiteRabbitRadio.net, we're trying to go to a process along those lines, but, you know, it's a little bit jingle. You got to get a username, then tell me your username, then buy a sub somehow, some way. But we're going to have a few different options for that, so keep that in mind going forward. I haven't decided exactly what to do as far as how many live streams to do a week and how many just to put on the paywall. I haven't decided anything like that. Over the past few years, we've live streamed everything out, and everything went fine because those sites went fine. Now, in regards to moving everything around, I haven't decided whether I'm going to put two shows a week just to the paywall or so on and so forth, etc. As long as live streams are supported, I don't mind doing them. But when they're not supported, it's just like, might as well go to the paywall, which I'm notorious for doing. I did it for years and years and years. A couple free shows a month, put everything else on the paywall. If you want it, it's there. If not, so be it. Aaron White, thank you very much, sir. But we'll have to see how it goes. I don't know. Rumble is a good option. They're not shutting anyone down. It's somewhat seamless. If I could find out how to get and there is a way to get the price of Super Chats reduced, meaning instead of costing me a third, it cost me only 20%, Rumble would be a very good option. They have that Rumble Instant Partnership, which you got to jump through a few hoops to get, but it's not that bad. It's just their streaming software that you have to use. You have to go into their particular system a certain way. It's very wonky. And we'll have to see how that goes. But anyway, so those of you listening at whiterabbitradio.net, you're all right. live streams, you know, I plan on doing some. We'll have to see how it goes going forward. I just don't know. I don't know. Ultimately, it is up for viewers to support shows or you know, any way you want to, basically. If you want shows and support them, they're definitely going to be there, one way, shape, manner, or form. But I appreciate you guys tuning in. And again, I'll have it's not going to be the last paywall podcast on Odyssey, but it may be up tomorrow, so you'll hear more about it. But I appreciate everything, guys. I appreciate the support, and let's keep moving forward. It's always a question when you have to support these legacy sites and how much content to put up there and how much to just live stream out. I've live streamed out everything and then put everything up there, that type of thing. And I may go to some type of mix that makes more sense. But we'll have to see. Jack Doherty, who's this young YouTuber with an OnlyFans girl and all kinds of stuff, he got robbed in L.A., and this is pretty funny.
Bro, they just fucking robbed me. They just took both my fucking chains, bro. Fuck, dog.
Jake, what the...
Now, he has this giant black bodyguard, and the giant black bodyguard didn't do anything because the guys had a gun. He also had a gun, but so the giant black bodyguard proved as useless as he looks.
Bro, they just fucking robbed me. They just took both my fucking chains, bro. Fuck, dog.
Jake, what the fuck, bro?
They had a gun.
Where's yours? What the...
Where's yours?
Fucking robbed me. They just took both my fucking
chains. He had $300,000 in chains. The chains didn't look that big, but, you know.
Chains, bro. Fuck, dog. Jake, what the fuck, bro?
They had a gun.
Where's yours? What the...
Bro, they just fucking...
They got out of a car and jumped him in L.A. and robbed him of all his chains, $300,000 worth of chains. Hold on, let me get some. This is hilarious. Imagine walking around with $300,000 on your around your neck with only one bodyguard, and the bodyguard's a big black guy fulfilling every stereotype. And here we go. Jack Doherty robbed $300,000 worth of jewelry in L.A. There's the cops.
They pulled up, I heard the tires screeching, I was standing right here. I heard the tires screeching, I looked to my left and I see everybody hop out. And I tried to beat them to you. And I just remember tackling one guy and the guy you were talking about, I had him on my left hand. And then I seen the I had to hold up, I had to draw back.
You didn't like that gun.
Damn, bro.
Could have been a lot worse. They could have all got shot. I mean, it makes enough money. It's only 300 grand, right? You know? Being pro-white on Odyssey right now is like being the last few Jews in the Warsaw Ghetto in 1944. I don't think it's that bad. I don't think it's that bad. I don't think so. Well, I don't know. I mean, I may make a decision just to drive everything to Rumble. It's kind of difficult because you want to give them a chance. They got the white nationalist treatment, but they should have known it was coming. Everything Odyssey's done, they have not done anything in a way that you'd want to do, really, if you know anything about the right wing or anything regarding free speech or what happens as you drive down this particular road they're driving down. The actions they've taken, you know. Yeah, definitely obese black bodyguard, which is kind of amusing, you know. Israeli farm is seen to be engulfed by raging inferno. Arson suspects arrested as authorities probe whether fire started on purpose. Now, this is the big news. We'll get more to this later. This is just a handful of links I grabbed. You guys can get an idea of how big the fire is in Israel. It is a big and bad news. That's for sure. It's massive, massive fires in Israel. Now, the rumor is that they were setting Palestinian olive groves on fire and it blew out of control. That is a rumor being passed around, I believe, from Israeli sources of all people. So if judges want to invent laws, they should run for Congress. The U.S. Border Patrol is expressly authorized to make warrantless arrests for immigration violations under federal law. Biden appointed California Judge Jennifer Thurston has temporarily blocked Border Patrol agents from making warrantless arrests of suspected illegal immigrants without probable cause, and they might flee before a warrant is obtained. Now, we have some stuff coming down the pipeline on this as well. We have one of the largest streamers on YouTube saying that the judges need to start getting the quote-unquote Old Testament treatment. I think that's an interesting choice of words. And that may be very well what they plan on doing. I will not participate in any of that stuff. At the same time, I'm going to be watching. I'm going to be watching to see what happens. But this is extremely dangerous if they start talking about going after judges, I mean like lynch mobs and stuff like that, which sounds impossible. But if you really look at what Trump's doing, he's doing a lot of things that we didn't think he would do. And they might become more emboldened as they get pushed down this particular road into some type of confrontation between the right-wing mobs and the establishment judges. With that being said, I'll be watching. I'll be watching. This is the first round where I definitely wouldn't be jumping in on anything, you know. Well, what's up, Western Man 01? Good evening to you. Bodyguard is probably in on it. Nothing would surprise me, Aaron. Nothing would surprise me. What part of illegal is not registering with these people? Well, they see Trump and they're going to challenge Trump at every station along the way. On one side of the equation, you'll have our particular guy saying Trump isn't deporting anyone, which by the numbers, they're not. They've shut down the border, but they're not really able to get rid of anyone, it seems like, if they want to, or a minimal number. And then you've got the judges shutting things down. And so, you know, I don't know what those guys are going to say that keep on saying, because I'm looking at it as these two groups that I'm not involved with either are going at it, are ready to start going at it. And so they're going to send out their particular emissaries to go at it. On one end, you have the right-wing MAGA mobs who are armed to the freaking teeth, and you have Lord Trumpy Trump. And if he sends that out, what is going to happen? Because, the Founding Fathers did something for the judges in the American Revolution. So I don't know. Can he arrest the judges? Well, he's doing that as well. So this is a showdown. And most people think that Trump will back down, which is kind of the tendency of the elite, is to back down over these confrontations. You know, as one side backs down and just plays by the rules, or they make a deal. It could happen. It might not happen, though. So far, he's been pushing down a particular road of confrontation towards some type of confrontation, and, you know, he may lose it. I don't know. I'm not going to be on the front line, so, you know. Let's see here. Dirty habit millions admit to daily linked to 20 times higher colon cancer death rate, says shock study. And this study is about, guess what? Marijuana, I've never seen a study like this on marijuana, but I'm not an expert on it. I don't smoke the stuff. 11 times higher than those that never touched the drug. The difference was stark. People who used weed daily before their diagnosis had a 56% chance of dying within 5 years of spotting the cancer. Wow. That was 11 times higher than those that never touched the drug. The outlook was even worse for patients who had an official cannabis addiction diagnosis. I wonder, though, if there's something else in the diet besides that that would say that, well, they're probably going to have a less likely chance to die from colon cancer. There's a problem with colon cancer, and it's a big, big problem. That's for damn sure. 100% for sure. We got some boomers. This is boomers. This is the twilight of the gods. The twilight of the gods. Twilight of the boomer gods, we'll call it.
This is how I do it. It's Wednesday night, and I feel all right. The party's here on the west.
They got black guys singing. These are black guys singing to these boomers.
This is how I do it. It's Wednesday night, and I feel alright. The party's here on the west side, so I reach for my 40, girl, I turn it.
Yeah, there could be something in the weed these days that's triggering it as well. I mean, people are saying that.
This is how we do it. It's Wednesday night, and I feel alright. The party's here on the west side, so I reach for my 40, girl, I turn it.
It's a funny thing. It made me laugh. it made me laugh. Whenever I get these boomer anti-whites, and there are, I typically ignore them. But whenever I get them in the future, I may just put this up for them. I'm going to just snag this, download it as a video, and just put it up for the boomers when they start tweeting underneath stuff, since I'm active on Twitter again somewhat. They start tweeting all kinds of anti-white stuff. You know, my nigga children or my nigga grandchildren or whatever they're saying. This is probably at some wealthy RV park, maybe.
And it's Wednesday night, and I feel all right. The party's here on the west side, so I reach for my 40, girl, I turn it up.
Maybe this is an exercise party? I don't know. But, yeah, very diverse band. It's all white boomers with a black band. Boomers sitting on their mountains of cash and their two Corvettes in the garage, their RV with the motorboat on the side, their nice Swiss-made watches, and their, I don't get to where I was by being you. Yeah. I mean, if the boomers listening to me, they're cool. Pro-white boomers are always cool, but they don't act like that, even if they do have an RV. Hopefully you understand things aren't going well out there. Yeah, tensions continue to rise between the H-1B Indian community and the black community. Check this out.
Oh, he's abusing my car. All right.
No, he's not.
He's abusing my car.
Oh, he's abusing my car. All right.
No, he's not. Leave him alone. I'm telling you now. Leave him alone.
I'm telling you to leave him alone.
What are you? You want to come in our country?
Is this going perfectly well? I'm supporting this interaction.
Street people.
Hey, Negro.
Leave him alone. Go in your store.
Now this black guy he's calling nigger and Negro has a looks like a 9mm. He's packing.
Leave him alone.
We got the H-1B's hard R-ing, guys.
I
would like to see him slap him about 4 or 5 times. I hope the Jeep goes to prison for a hate crime. I don't think so. I don't think it works that way. Although that would be amusing too. I think the peak blackness has been reached and we are way beyond peak blackness in any way, shape, manner, or form. I think that's how it's going to work. Yeah, the boomer hate online and those particular clips, they just go hand in hand. Now this is scary. Imagine being a plumber and finding this in the pipes. It's Florida. That is a big snake in the pipes. Woo! Snakes are getting big down in Florida there. Remind me to stay away. I do not like snakes, and that is a big one. Let's see here. A Florida plumber found a clog in a toilet. It wasn't the kind of clog you might expect. Move over, murder hornets. We got plumbing pythons. That is a big boy. 20 feet at least. 6 foot. That's more than 20 feet. It's got to be more than 20 feet. 25 feet, maybe? That is a giant python to be clogging up toilets. But here's Florida for us. Jacksonville, let's check out. He's got gators. He's got a gator. This is typical. Jacksonville, Florida. This is class act. How many of you guys wrestle gators? Oh, that's a live one in the middle of a freeway. He's barefoot. We got Crocodile Dundee barefoot out in Florida wrestling gators on a highway. Just trying to figure out why he's barefoot.
Never in my wildest dreams.
The barefoot part I don't get. That's like extra risk. Cutting yourself on rock or glass. A YouTuber, probably. Doing it for show, obviously. Obviously, he's doing it for show. Bill Mayer features number one candidate for California governor, Kyle Langford. Now, Kyle Langford is a groiper. Bill Mayer is making fun of him, apparently.
Well, on this one, I've said before, but America's young men must learn some game. It's gotten so bad that a candidate for governor here in California, Republican Kyle Langford, is saying that female undocumented learn some game. It's gotten so bad that a candidate for governor here in California, Republican Kyle Langford, is saying that female undocumented immigrants can stay if they, quote, marry one of our California incels. Talk about doing the jobs Americans don't want to do. And you gotta love that Republican integrity. Undocumented immigrants have to go. It's a matter of principle. Oh, she'll touch my dick? Never mind.
Well, there you go. And he, of course, responded. He wants to go on the show. We've played clips from this guy before. He wants a high-trust Catholic society, and he's running for governor in California. He's a groiper.
Hey, what's up, everyone? I literally just got out of Mass.
Well, he's not pro-white. He's Catholic.
Hey, what's up,
everyone? He's a Catholic nationalist, I would say.
I
don't know what else to describe Mass.
Just got out of Mass, and the first thing I see is this post from Permabola. Shout out, Permabola. Thank you. Awesome. And yeah, apparently I was on Bill Mayer last night. This guy, honestly, I did not know that I was going to be on there this soon. I knew I would be on there eventually someday, but I did not know that was going to be last night. And my reaction is, have me on your show. You know, some people are tagging the Joker in there. I think that's pretty accurate because clearly you just wanted to make fun of me right there. You uploaded like a bad frame from the video. It might even be edited. I'm not even sure that picture is 100% legit.
I don't know if you guys can see this, but his hands are going crazy.
Did not edited. But yeah, have me on your show. Thank you for introducing me into this mainstream media circuit. I appreciate that, Bill Mayer. I do appreciate that a lot. But let's take it to the next step. And how about you actually have me on, have a respectful conversation instead of one-sided slander. But regardless, I appreciate it, Permabola, for shouting it out and taking that clip. And for Bill Mayer for introducing me to a wide audience. But let's have a respectful conversation, okay? Is that fair?
A respectful conversation. He's saying they took it out of context? I don't know the context. Autism hands? All right. I don't know. It's kind of like, you know, Nick, he does more hands than Nick Fuentes, and in Rumble they're saying it's Trump hands. Okay. Could be. I don't know. The fast hands make me want to throw hands? Uh-oh. Look out. Yeah, Rio celebrated Mexicans overtaking U.S.-born citizens demographically, insisting it's not our geography that defines us again. I am as much Mexican as I am an American while speaking in 2015. All right, let's hear what she has to say.
He truly is, my kids truly are,
mis hijos
the American melting
realmente
pot.
Son el vivero estadounidense, ¿no? Son
American melting pot.
Los abuelos de dos inmigrantes y de dos abuelas que
I don't really want to hear this. Yeah, it's pretty common for Mexicans to celebrate Mexican achievements. I'm waiting for whites to start celebrating white achievements en masse. You know, that type of thing. Oh, hopefully whites start celebrating white achievements. This is about the whitest robbery I've ever seen, and I'm not sure that the robbers are white. They could be, because this is a very white thing to do. And definitely are not all black. This is the politest robbery you will ever see. This is absolutely hilarious. Let me get the camera off here. Check out this. The whitest robbery you will ever see. Even if they're not white. This is very white-like.
All the money, bro.
Get the money. Get the money. I don't want to kill you. It's kind of bad to say I don't want to kill you. For a robbery. You want him afraid of you.
Is that a vape? Can I have a vape?
No, bitch.
Can I have a vape?
Yeah, all right. Have a good night, bro.
Have a good night, bro. Have a good night. He's so polite.
All the money, bro. Just the money. That's it. Just the money. I don't want to kill you. Just the money. All right? That's it, all right? You're my guy, all right? Everything.
Yeah, I can see a lot of people going in and robbing these Jeets and just not giving a shit. I don't know. Very, very funny how polite he was. Here's another whitest. This is the whitest thing you guys will see all night. Yeah. Besides me, of course. Yeah, that clip has got some traction, but, you know, it's good old country music. That's how it goes. Now, this is still going strong. Pint-sized Nazi tries and fails to shame Ezra Levant. Was curious to see the commotion was about, only for Ireland's littlest Nazi to become enraged by his presence. I was in Dublin on Saturday covering one of the largest marches against mass immigration ever in the world. Estimated it had 10 to 15,000 people. All right. Conor McGregor estimated that there was more than 100,000. Just incredible. Anyone completely peaceful, completely organic. All right. It was interesting. And then this little Nazi came out of nowhere. We played this clip the other day. I'd like your opinion. I'm actually holding a vote right now at Clan Aaron. That's the name of the Nazi party. All right. So this is Ezra Levant. And coming across, you know, he wants to come across as reasonable. And this is how they play the game. You have, on one side, you have some very unreasonable Israelis and other Jews saying all kinds of things about Ireland. We'll play one later on. And then you have someone like Ezra Levant, who, if you don't know any better, you might say, wow. The average Irish guy or gal might think, well, this fellow's kind of reasonable. He seems like he could be on our side. He's covering our event. And this is how they roll. Oh, this is 13 minutes long.
What did the cops say?
Don't talk to the Jews.
You don't talk to the Jews?
Yeah.
Well, most of our viewers are non-Jewish.
Well, you are, so I don't talk to Jews.
Okay, well, talk.
I don't talk to Jews.
Bring me to my Christian viewers.
No, I'm not talking to Jews.
Well, you're a disgrace.
Nothing wrong with National Socialism.
Oh, my God.
National Socialism knew how to deal with people like you.
It's an interesting cut. Interesting set of jump cuts. no contacts at all, but this is how they treat these particular incidents. You should always keep that in mind, that they just jump cut everything.
Marches against mass immigration ever in the world. Now, when I was in it, I was in the middle of it, I estimated it had 10 to 15,000 people. But afterwards, I saw some drone footage by another journalist and read some other estimates. I think it may have been double that, maybe 30,000 people or even more. Conor McGregor estimated that there were more than 100,000. I think he may be a little bit high, but it was just incredible nonetheless. Anyway, it was just completely peaceful, which was so interesting and so hopeful, and it was completely organic. What I mean by that is the entire political media establishment was against it, but the people were for the march against mass immigration. I loved it. I loved how the patriotic Irish all had their national flags. There must have been thousands of Irish flags. I did a big report on my short visit to Ireland, which you can find at the website migrantreports.com. And I've got a couple of long-form interviews I'll post on that same website too, including with two of the political leaders who spoke. Still learning a lot about Ireland. I only went there for the first time about a year ago, so I don't even know who all the players are, who's who in the zoo, as they say. Which brings me to my point today. There was one strange moment I'd like to share with you. It was sort of crazy. So I was there at the march a few hours early when people...
I expect more incidents like this, by the way.
People were just mustering and milling around before the march started. And I saw someone who looked a little unusual, surrounded by what I thought was maybe an entourage, some of whom had face masks. And I didn't pay much attention to them until I saw a group of police approach them and have what looked like a bit of a stern talk. Like I said, the march was still an hour away. So out of boredom and curiosity, I walked over to the fellow. And I just asked him what the police said to him. I just was curious. I'm a journalist. I'm curious. And holy moly, did I ever not expect the response I got. I was startled. Just take a look. This is the whole interaction unedited. Take a look.
What did the cops say?
Don't talk to the Jews.
You don't talk to the Jews?
Yeah.
Well, most of our viewers are non-Jewish.
Well, you are. So I don't talk to Jews.
Okay, well, talk through me to my Christian viewers.
No, I'm not talking to Jews.
Well, I think that's a very rude thing to say.
Well, I'm not concerned as to whether it's a rude thing to say.
I think it's unchristian, actually.
Well, oh, this is absolutely ridiculous that it's unchristian.
Well, I came to you just to ask you...
You crucified our Lord Jesus Christ.
I wasn't there, brother.
That went from zero to 100 pretty quick.
And then you're telling me that his blood be upon us and upon our children. Read that.
I think you're a discredit to this movement.
I think you're a Jew and I think you should go away.
I think you're MI6 sent here to undermine the credibility.
Intelligence.
I think you're a Jew.
We played this the other day.
This is like another. You know what? You're so disreputable that I think that your net effect is to discredit the anti-immigration movement.
The reason that you should go away is because you're a Jew.
Like, that's so extreme.
I think you should go
What's
away.
What's your name?
It's not at all extreme.
What's your name?
Justin Barrett.
Well, Justin Barrett, I think you're an embarrassment to Ireland.
No, I don't give a damn what Jews think of me.
You're shaking. Your face is shaking. You look very stressed right now.
No, I know. Well, I don't like being around Jews. I mean, this is a bad feeling.
Well, you know, I'm very sorry that you're so hateful, and I'm worried that...
I didn't say I hated you. I said I don't like being around you. You're
well, that's
Jew.
The same thing.
Away, Jew.
You know, I'm not going to do that.
Go be Jewish somewhere else.
You know, I'm being a friend of the Irish.
Go and be Jewish
somewhere. And you're a black mark on there.
Jews have never been a friend to anybody except other Jews.
I think you've got some short man issues going on here.
There's a line right there. Jews have never been friends to anybody but Jews.
I've never been a friend.
More respectable. Okay? That's an Irish man that you're talking to. Don't fucking talk to him that way.
In which way? In what offended you?
You're fucking trying to upset him.
The opposite. I wanted to find out what the cops... Right. Well, he said a bunch of outrageous things.
What was outrageous?
Well, you're anti-Semitic. Out of nowhere. I just came here to talk.
I'm not anti-Semitic out of
nowhere. Oh, my God. You're
2,000 years.
You're shaking me.
2,000
All 5 foot nothing of you is shaking like a leaf.
I'm not.
Don't be so disrespectful.
I'm not.
You know, the guy was smearing me in a racist tone. It's just out of control.
Okay.
I think you guys are little wannabe brown shirts.
No,
you just wannabe brown shirts.
I have no problem with wearing the brown shirt. Absolutely none.
Well, you're a disgrace.
Nothing wrong with National Socialism.
Yeah, it's not much of a comeback, but he is an experienced broadcaster, you know, and he's kind of trying to handle it as best he can.
Oh, my God.
National Socialism knew how to deal with people like you.
You know what? You've got to be a Fed. You've got to be with the black and tan.
Oh, it's always...
You're MI6.
Fed.
You're an MI6.
Fed, Jackie. Go away, Jew.
It's like your own ear.
Go be Jewish somewhere.
No, it's so over the top. It's so disreputable. It's got to be...
This is about immigration, not Jews.
That's not my point. The man came over to me and I told him to go.
Regardless of what the man is, he's here on the mission.
That's not... He came over to me.
I wanted...
He came over to me and I told him that I didn't want to talk to him because he was a Jew. Now let him
go. I will. I'm just... it's so clear that you're here to undermine the movement.
Yeah. Look, that's what they normally do. All right.
Well, I hope that you find... I hope you come to terms with whatever your issues are. All right. Sure. You know, I think they're underminers.
Yeah, I'm sorry to die.
No. I just was shocked. I thought who's the...
Oh, he really is a Nazi. He really is. I think he fancies himself a kind of Hitler mini-me. I had no idea this guy existed. His name, as you heard him say, is Justin Barrett. And he runs a party called Clan Aaron. And he's full-on Nazi. His Twitter channel is full of actual Hitler propaganda. I've never seen a guy like this before. His wife also boasts that she just bought their 10-year-old son a copy of Mein Kampf. Wow. Now, I'm pleased to say that this Justin Barrett was not part of the huge, peaceful, loving, patriotic march against immigration. He sort of had a pout about it, and he had his own rival rally at the same time that attracted about 25 people, half of whom, I'm guessing, were police informants. He posted his speech online. I won't show it all to you, but he made a vague threat at the end, sort of like if the government doesn't listen to his peaceful protests, he warned, then violence could follow. Here, take a look.
So what are we to do? What are we to do? We will bring our petition. We will play this thing out. We will play it out to the very end. We will petition. We will vote. We will have candidates. We will have political parties. And we will take on the establishment. But if we fail and they succeed, God help them, as what comes after us. Yeah.
He's saying, he's not making a threat at all. He's saying what comes after us, God help him, meaning the country's going to revolt.
I show you that to show that he was not at the main march for mutual reasons. He hates the main march. They don't want to be tainted by him, the Nazi. I didn't want to emphasize my interaction with him because it was a sideshow with a weirdo, and it certainly didn't represent Ireland or the march. Like I say, he wasn't even in the march. He was just hanging around, skeptical of police limiting political expression, even radical expression, by the way. As you saw in the video, when I spoke to this guy, I called him a Fed, a kind of agent provocateur, an underminer, maybe even working for the British. I've had a couple of days to think about it, and I'd like to change my mind on that. I think he's actually a true believer. I think he honestly believes he is the next Führer of Ireland. I think he thinks he's going to be their dictator, and I think he thinks it's just a matter of time before he sees his power. I shouldn't laugh. He's like a cult leader, and he has a few followers, including apparently his wife, who, apart from being a Nazi, really seems quite lovely. The main march organizers intervened after a couple minutes, as you saw. They didn't want me to engage with them, which was probably wise on their part. I think they were worried that an interaction with him would overshadow the march, or maybe they were worried that I would think he was with them. I knew that he wasn't. This kook, Justin Barrett, really is a Nazi. And I think he may be a little bit mentally ill. He's a little bit delusional, wouldn't you say? He's got some rage issues, I think. I mean, no emotional self-control. But I think he means what he says. I could see it in his face. His face was literally twitching with anger, just having to talk to me because I'm Jewish. But I do believe that one or more of his henchmen are absolutely undercover. Probably not for British intelligence, but just for Ireland's police to keep an eye on this guy strong, to somehow use this Nazi, Justin Barrett, to embarrass the normal Irish who have just had enough with mass immigration.
Well, this type of white anger has always been around. Usually the way it's used is by someone within that group going crazy. Their opinions are never presented as in a way that is anything other than a jump cut. The problem with everything being online is that people can listen to it and form their own opinions, and you have anti-Semitism exploding. So this type of talk is becoming the norm online, or worse, actually, or something more aggressive, I should say, not necessarily worse. Absolutely worth watching the clip. This is his wife, Rebecca Barrett. This clip from Rebel News. Jews once again showing the world that they have absolutely no ability to tell the truth and no idea what makes them look bad. My husband was approached by this Jew and told him to go away. The fellow did not, of course, continue to pester and cry out. The Jew, as the Jew does best. They constantly referred to him as the Jew. Eventually, he was led away in this clip. The Jew himself admits that he's never seen someone like my husband before. The Jews are afraid of Justin Barrett. I mean, I think they're afraid of a rising sentiment. I don't think there's any one particular individual they're afraid of. I think they're afraid of a rising sentiment. That's my opinion. And there's Rebecca Barrett. She looks perfectly nice. All right, here. So what did the cops say? I don't talk to Jews. This is their particular, look at this meme. It's kind of funny. But they're memeing it. You know, it is what it is. It's kind of, I'd expect more of the same of this. And there's going to be a lot more of the Justin Barrett types coming on the scene, I would imagine. But everyone has their own way to go about things. Of course, Rebel News is going to fall back into the Christian thing. Well, that's not a very Christian thing to say, which, of course, Christianity has become pure white self-hatred at this point in time. The only decent base Christians out there are, of course, openly pro-white and put that first, just like every other belief in between, agnostics, whatever. Whatever you call yourself, Christian or pagan or whatever, they're all going to be the same. And when push comes to shove, especially in this first round, it isn't really going to matter anyways, because you're not going to be squaring off against your fellow pro-whites, regardless of your differences on religion. You're going to be squaring off against MAGA, at least in America. You're going to be squaring off against the establishment, and the establishment is squaring off against MAGA. So this should be rather wild. And I'll lay out a scenario for you here coming up. What did I think of Tucker Carlson's interview with Catherine Austin Fitz? You know, I thought the interview was okay. It doesn't surprise me that he have her on. She has a great deal of credibility. She's said some pretty wild shit over the years, but also a lot of reasonable stuff in there is what, meaning she has stated things that I don't know if are true, but they very well could be. The idea that they're looting the West in an effort to build out space kind of makes sense. I mean, that's what they're doing. Now, what they're doing in space is the question. And the regard that it is a banking move, well, yeah, this is the move the bankers make. It is the Christopher Columbus-type move. You know, go out to the new world, explore the new world, and open up new markets and bring back new natural resources to recap the banking institutions. This is the old move. And we haven't got rid of the bankers. We're still dealing with the same bankers to some extent. I thought one of the more fascinating things, and we'll get to a short portion of the clip where everyone's up in arms, not everyone, the Zionists, Jew and Gentile alike, are up in arms over Tucker calling out Israel as a wicked little country or whatever he said during the Catherine Austin Fitz interview. So, you know, Jews have a harder time handling veiled anti-Semitism. Well, that is true historically, but you're now facing both. Yeah, they have a very difficult time. Historically, during our particular lifetime, they have a very easy time handling very straightforward attacks, like maybe you'd see from David Duke or what you just saw from Justin Barrick. They have a much easier time that way than asymmetrical type of things that make statements in a way that they really can't deal with or handle. Which is kind of more my approach, but there's two different approaches. There's one that's indirect, and there's one that's kind of this very confrontational direct. I mean, they have been kicked out of 109 countries, and they are still here, so you might as well try every approach you can. You know, I mean, the direct approach doesn't seem to – it seems to buy reprieve for a country for a period of time, but it doesn't buy reprieve for the world. Let's put it that way. Catherine was implying that they had technology well beyond what is commonly known. I think you can bank on that, because at a certain point, this particular technology, feeds on itself. And if they're at a level one civilization, or God forbid, a level two civilization, there's no way they'd be a level three. But if they're at a level two civilization, beyond a level one civilization, then that technology would feed on itself, and it would be behind the scenes now for decades. And there may be reason to believe, based on what we see coming up, that could be true. Could be true. Of course, that spells all kinds of other challenges and trouble. Now that they have a way to digitally control, or they believe they have a way to control our interaction with that technology, they might be ready to roll it out. That has always been the consensus of the police state, the digital police state they're trying to build, is because they want to roll out this technology, but this technology is extremely dangerous in so much as that it goes from good to bad pretty quick. And there also, it has many dark features, as well as, you know, you're dealing with technology that can be used for, you know, quote-unquote energy. It can also be used for weapon systems. The problem is that how do you control that? How do you control the proliferation? And so in order to control the proliferation, you need a digital police state. That's what's been sold to the elites, I believe. And I think she's accurate on that. It makes sense to me. Now, I haven't seen the technology, so I don't know about that. Why, I think you're looking at a group of elites that want to make a Christopher Columbus-type move, and there ain't nowhere on Earth to go. So, yeah, mining asteroids is what she brought up, and, you know, we'll discuss it more. Send all the bankers to space? Well, that's probably where they want to go. It's probably where they want to go, my friends. You know. But we'll have to see. We shall see. Put them in a volcano? Yeah, good luck on that. Why are whites the only ones lacking an in-group racial identity? And trying to answer the question, you realize that we need to go beyond "it is for the Jews" answer. Well, it's by design. We're designed for a planet of our own. On a planet of our own, we wouldn't need that. This is a key subject of my new book, Greatness and Ruin, which I haven't read Ricardo Duchesne's book. None of his books, actually. The great dilemma the white race is facing is the lack of an in-group identity was the source of European greatness. But as liberalism has come to undermine every remaining collective cultural identity, that trait is causing their ethnocide. It is within this framework that the JQ should be approached. My position is different, but not against K. Mack's interpretation. Yeah, our traits that work in an all-white area do not work with diversity at all. Now, that's kind of, I think, I haven't read it, but he's making a much larger point down that particular road. If you have a group designed for a world of their own, you got some challenges. Yeah, greatness and ruin. I thought this was intriguing. I expect to see more stuff like this. Asylum seekers, invaders, are being targeted by drones dropping stink bombs. This is pretty funny.
Asylum seekers are being targeted by a drone dropping eggs and stink bombs outside hotel accommodation, LBC can reveal. Footage, which appears to have been shared online by the perpetrator, shows multiple incidents so far this month. In one clip, a stink bomb lands near a man who's standing outside a hotel, while in another, a drone tracks three people through a car park before dropping an egg that narrowly misses them. Staffordshire police say an investigation has been launched. Asylum seekers are being targeted by a drone dropping eggs and stink bombs outside hotel accommodation, LBC can reveal. Footage, which appears to have been shared online by the perpetrator, shows multiple incidents so far this month. In one clip, a stink bomb lands near a man who's standing outside a hotel, while in another, a drone tracks three people through a car park before dropping an egg that narrowly misses them. Staffordshire police say an investigation has been launched. Asylum seekers are...
Yeah, let's watch it one more time. An investigation, of course, is going to be brutal.
Asylum seekers are being targeted by a drone dropping eggs and stink bombs outside hotel accommodation, LBC can reveal. Footage, which appears to have been shared online by the perpetrator, shows multiple incidents so far this month. In one clip, a stink bomb lands near a man who's standing outside a hotel, while in another, a drone tracks three people through a car park before dropping an egg that narrowly misses them. Staffordshire police say an investigation has been launched. Asylum seekers are being targeted by a drone dropping eggs and stink bombs outside.
It's pretty aggressive, but nonetheless, I expect to see more of this type of thing. This is kind of funny. Obese black American woman who fled to Ghana to escape white racism is already desperately trying to return to America. Uh-oh.
But y'all... I'd rather go back to America and deal with the racism in America before I sit here in Africa and deal with the bullshit robbery, the bullshit fraud, the bullshit scams, the bullshit too expensive, the bullshit not having no snacks, the bullshit not having no food, the
oh man,
bullshit electricity, the bullshit hot water. The bullshit, what's that shit called that be coming down?
Bullshit lizards, animals,
it's scorpions outside the house, it's big ass spiders, it's big ass lizards, colorful lizards you ain't never seen before, all in the fucking room with you, sleeping with you, all the bullshit people trying to scam you when you go outside thinking you rich, so they trying to get more money off of you. I'm really trying to wrap my head around this shit. I'm really trying to wrap my head around how are Americans coming to Africa and being happy. Please comment down below. Because for me, I'm ready to go. And I always used to say, if it's up to me, it will be. And I'm going to go out to Africa and make shit happen. No, I don't want to. I want to take my businesses back to America. I want to open up shop back in America, open up my dentist office and all the stuff that I was going to do out here in America. Steady electricity. And the only time our electricity get cut off is when we don't pay the bill. And we got it so good now, we got prepaid electricity. So if we forget to pay the bill, we put some money on that prepaid thing and it comes right back on in 2 minutes. In less than 2 minutes.
She's a dentist, guys. She's gonna be a dentist.
This shit right here didn't come on for 14 hours yesterday. I can't deal. I love the people. Don't get me wrong. When I'm outside, I'm having fun. I love people. But when I come back to reality, when you come back home, home is where the heart is, right? When you come back home, you're supposed to feel comfortable. You're supposed to be happy. I'm not happy. To live in a house where you look outside and all you see is turkeys and ducks and chickens and sheep and malnourished cows. But y'all, I'd rather go back to America and deal with the racism in America before I sit here in Africa and deal with the bullshit robbery, the bullshit fraud, the bullshit scams, the bullshit too expensive. The bullshit not having no snacks, the bullshit not having no food, the bullshit electricity, the bullshit hot water, the bullshit, what's that shit called that be coming down.
Bullshit lizards.
Bullshit animals and scorpions outside the house. It's big ass spiders. It's big ass lizards. Colorful lizards you ain't never seen before. All in the fucking room with you, sleeping with you. All the bullshit people trying to scam you when you go outside thinking you rich. So they trying to get more money off of you. I'm really trying to wrap my head around this shit. I'm really trying to wrap my head around how are Americans coming to Africa and being happy. Please comment down below. Because for me, I'm ready to go. And I always used to say, if it's up to me, it will be. And I'm going to go out to Africa and make shit happen. No, I don't want to. I want to take my businesses back to America. I want to open up shop back in America, open up my dentist office and all the stuff that I was going to do out here in America. Steady electricity. And the only time our electricity get cut off is when we don't pay the bill. And we got something in there. We got prepaid electricity. So if we forget to pay the bill, we put some money on that prepaid thing and it comes right back on in 2 minutes. In less than 2 minutes. This shit right here didn't come on for 14 hours yesterday.
She can't deal, guys. She's having a tough time going back to Africa. I think we should just keep selling them on Wakanda. Yeah, this is kind of bad public relations for the Wakanda. They might get the ideal that going back there is rough. Some blacks like it there. It's a little bit different. Stress is different, but it's all black. She could sell African Chicago style American cookies. There you go. There you go. That's the way it is. Let's see here. Good morning. Texas is trying to outlaw political memes. Yeah, Texas. This is kind of, I guess, the sign of the times. I don't know how something like this is going to work with a establishment that's divided. A Texas House of Representatives passes bills to criminalize political memes. The bills would imprison people for 1 year if the meme does not have a disclaimer. I don't know how something like this is going to work in America long term, because the internet's going to eat it alive outside of Texas, you know. But nonetheless, I mean, they do want to outlaw free speech. They definitely want to outlaw free speech. We'll have to follow that up. I mean, the first person to go to jail for political memes in Texas is going to raise a lot of money if it's a conservatard, or especially if it's a liberal. You know, it's kind of funny. Lord Miles tweeted this out, and I'm going to go over and look at it, what the response is over there. I made a joking tweet of it. First ethno state incoming, the race is on. And this is Lord Miles official. I've had thousands of DMs of volunteers, pilots, medics, Marines, all autistic. That's, of course, a joke. I have around 50 armed men who have reached and volunteered to invade Haiti just for the fun of it. Don't tell me it isn't impossible. Wouldn't it be funny if Lord Miles actually invaded and ran Haiti for a week or something? And I said, obviously, this is a joke, guys. This has been tried before. Don Black of Stormfront fame spent years in prison over this stunt, same stunt. And he probably was put up to it by someone before they could get on the boat. They were all arrested. Look it up. Haiti is in a strategic position geographically in the Caribbean. So it has been long of interest to many parties going back to its beginning. It is. It's in a critical area. And now, I could see a lot of people wanting to take over Haiti, to be honest with you, in the West alone. It's in a strategic position. And it's not doing anything. So I find this intriguing because we've seen this type of thing on the right wing before. Let me go down and see what's up with this. Okay. I'm organizing meeting defense contractors, officials, investors for invading Haiti. Could the U.S. government get involved with something like this? Oh, yes. Well, elements. Sure. Probably before. The CIA, the interesting group inside there, I wouldn't trust it. I wouldn't have anything to do with anything like this right now. I think it's crazy. But nonetheless, Lord Miles, I want to watch the live stream of him invading Haiti. It would be pretty entertaining. Yes. Defense contractors, eh? Uh, I'm trying to go down here to see what he's doing. Here we go right here. I want to pull this one up. I don't know what that would look like, but you could take a small armed group of people and invade the place. The problem is other governments, other intelligence services, other branches of the intelligence service that put you up to it, assuming it was something like that. I mean, the whole entire thing is comedy. How are you guys going to get there? I have a house in Haiti. Can you imagine this, though? I'm organizing meeting with defense contractors, officials, investors for invading the Haitian-occupied island territories. The Haitian-occupied. Well, it's where white genocide happened, so hey. We also have a man who builds stock markets for micronations signed up. All right. Greetings, my lord. He's in the defense industry. His main gig is selling automatic defense turrets, but his hands are in a lot of stuff. You guys will have a lot to discuss. Also, I have literally tens of thousands who have DM'd me offering to fight in Haiti. What's that going to look like? Yeah, the black water under a Haitian flag. Well, Haiti, if you take over Haiti, you got to get a new flag. I don't know what it's going to be, though. I don't know what to expect. We're in crazy times, though. So we could get the show. We could get the show of our lives down any particular road. Yeah. Let's learn from Chinese about history we never learned from Zog. Uh-oh. Oh, let me turn the camera off. We got China talking about Zog. Let's go. LFG. Yeah, let's go.
永远不要相信犹太人说的话。有人只告诉你，在德国人的怒火下，犹太人付出了巨大的代价。他们足足锐减了600万人口，却故意不告诉你犹太人对德国人做了哪些事。
Let me read this. I'm going to have to read this because the captions are here, but I'll read this for those of you on MP3. Never believe what the Jews say. You were only told that the Jews paid a huge price under the wrath of the Germans. And their population was decimated by a full 6 million. But they deliberately did not tell you what the Jews did to the Germans. Throughout history, Jews have been homeless and no country would take them in. But kind Germany did. But instead of being grateful, the Jews chose to betray Germany and kick the Germans when they were down. After coming to Germany, the Jews did with their... Hold on here. With their superb business talent, soon mastered half of Germany's economic lifelines. At that time, Germany was fighting on two fronts, and its national strength was strained. Basically causing a national crisis and profiting. Then they forcibly issued currency, using economic means to harvest the wealth from the hands of the German people, making the German economy chaotic. The German people were so poor that they had nothing to eat. But instead of giving them relief, the Jews would rather throw away their bread than lower the price. Then when the Germans ran out of money, they lent the money. By this time, the anger of the Germans against the Jews had reached an unprecedented level. You were told that the Jews were very grateful for the period when China sheltered them.
Uh-oh.
But no one told you that the crimes they committed against us. Oh, he's talking about Jewish crimes against the Chinese. Tell us. There were far worse than the crimes committed against the Germans. Oh, wow. In 1840, the British smashed open our country with their powerful ships and cannons. And the most hidden culprits were the Jews. The most hidden culprit were the Jews. Oh, they're blaming the Jews. They're going to blame the Jews for the opium crisis. It's no more blaming Anglos. He's coming out with it. And this is a well-dressed Chinaman, well-dressed Chinese fellow. He's got nice teeth. So he's definitely upper class or something. They incited the British and then took advantage of the situation to pillage.
英国, 然后趁火打劫, 他们还支持日,
they also supported the Japanese army
日军甚至还试图割据,
and even tried to establish separatist rule over three northeastern provinces.
他们在上海投机倒把, 大肆囤积物品, 破坏,
hoarded goods without restraint and destroyed people's livelihoods.
生,
In 1915, the Jewish Rockefeller family came to China.
Uh-oh.
And implemented a series of measures against traditional Chinese medicine.
展开了一系列的措施, 试图让西,
attempting to let the Western medicine take over the market.
占据市场, 他们开办西医院, 免费教我们学习西医, 但是学习西医,
However, those who studied Western medicine had to give up Chinese medicine for life.
医的人必须终生放弃中医, 并且,
and criticize it.
抨击中医, 他们买通军阀,
they paid off the warlords to negate the yin yang and five element system.
啊, 从所谓的科学角度, 否定了中医的阴阳,
of traditional medicine from the so-called scientific period and directly labeled traditional Chinese. The Jews have succeeded. And now Western hospitals and pharmacies are everywhere.
现在遍地都是西医院和西药药店, 这些都是渣,
appearing in clusters.
就是出现, 中医馆, 中药,
while traditional Chinese medicine clinics and shops are few and far between.
遥遥无,
it's interesting.
最可悲的是,
what's even more lamentable is that large number of Chinese people
非常多的国人都认为中医中药是伪科学,
believe that traditional Chinese medicine is pseudoscience and ineffective.
是无效的。
Okay, so he's basically blaming the Jews for the disappearance of traditional Chinese meds. What do you guys think? It's an angle I didn't hear, wasn't expecting. Sassoon was behind the open wars, yeah. At least he's not blaming the British, right? Yeah, they did win that first round. We'll have to see what happens. This is an interesting story. San Marcos, Texas, a city of 70,000 people, identified that its residents were sending $4.43 million tax dollars, wow, to Israel each year, so the city council drafted a resolution calling for the reallocation of those funds toward domestic priorities. Greg Abbott is threatening to cut off the city from all future state contracts if it adopts this resolution. Look at the condescending tone and mockery the so-called fiscal conservative uses when talking about reallocation. These politicians have zero loyalty to our country. They are total traitors. The resolution identifies that $4 million came from San Marcos residents' taxes that was sent to Israel. It then calls for reallocation. It is difficult to believe that the city is so careful accounting for every dollar flowing to Israel and determined to reallocate these funds in self-described embargo on our ally is at the same time requiring written verification from its contracting partners that they will not boycott Israel. This is kind of difficult to know the ins and outs of exactly what happened. Anti-Israel policies or anti-Texas policies. I don't understand how $4 million tax dollars were allocated to Israel and for how many years it went back. This is kind of one of those wild stories we're going to have to watch. I don't get it. Are residents sending money to Israel themselves, or is it like they're being taxed and the local government is sending it? Well, it's being sent in taxes is what they're saying, which is quite a scam. I mean, if you're getting tax money from America, well, it's what they do. It's called Congress, though. They typically do this from Congress, but we've never really heard of this, I don't think, at a state level where a city's giving $4 million of its tax money. In other words, let's say your city in ABC, Texas, is giving $4 million of its budget to Israel. That is, I've never heard of anything like this. I don't know what it means. This is on a whole new level. Yeah. This is a total merchant. I've never heard of this. So I'm just curious to see exactly what happens, because Greg Abbott, he isn't really disputing it. He's saying something else. He's saying, well, we got to side with our partner. I don't know what's going on here. I just don't know what's going on. Memory, that logo, I think, is from the Middle East. Middle East television carries out all kinds of anti-Semitic stuff. It is unbelievable. It is, always has been. I mean, if you've never seen it before. Turns out Jewish spies don't like it when you suggest they're being subversive. Let's see what Curtis Yarvin. But what if it's the best way to combat radical anti-Semitism is to support moderate anti-Semites? What if real Nazism has never been tried? In other words, let's support Hitler. support the moderate Nazis. It's kind of funny. You know what hasn't been tried? Jews just stopping the radical subversive behavior. The DOJ Civil Rights Division was told that combating anti-Semitism was going to be part of their job, and rather than do that, half of them quit. Fascinating. But what if the best way to combat radical anti-Semitism is support moderate anti-Semites? They're going to do this, and it's going to burn them, because moderate anti-Semites these days, or people that appear moderate anti-Semites, are not going to do anything for them in the end. You know? I guess a moderate anti-Semite would be someone critical of AIPAC, but not critical of Israel, maybe something like that. Like, I don't know. Name some talking head that goes down that road. I guess louder than Crowder in the last week. But, you know, like when I think of moderate anti-Semites, I think of like, you know, David Duke would be a moderate anti-Semite. I mean, he's not violent. He's hard on the Jewish question, but he's not calling for their death or anything like that, openly. So what do you, you know, this is a very dangerous road where you're going to ultimately end up in the same spot. You're just promoting someone that is mainstreaming ideals that it's okay to criticize Jews, which in itself is a spiral because there's so much there to criticize and there's too many lies. There's too many lies all over the place, and you're dealing with a civilization where they've done very well and moved themselves to the top, especially post-World War II, and, you know, network themselves. Oh, like, this is from Curtis Yarvin, so, and he is the main thinker. So I'm guessing the moderate anti-Semites would probably be maybe Tucker that they're referring to. It is one of the think tank's ones. A lot of Jews are not Zionists. That's true. But you're not going to be able to go against Zionism and not catch it. What's up, Ghost Dog? Appreciate it. Rumble's glitching? Well, just hit refresh. All these lower insights glitch. You know? Fascinating. This is hilarious. Now, stunts like this traditionally wouldn't work, in my opinion, but we're at a time where things in Australia work that won't work necessarily anywhere else, and you have this particular group. I think they still call themselves National Socialist Network there. Joel Davis's group, Tom Sewell's group, and Joel Davis is in it, who was on the show Monday. And that particular group is always in the news in Australia. And they have 60-plus court cases over free speech. And so Joel Davis basically is posing as a liberal supporter. And this is very funny. This is a stunt that in context of having 60 cases against you over free speech, your organization, and being a subject of the national media in Australia all the time, this is something that is pretty funny in that context. But this is not something that would necessarily work, you know, in America necessarily without the same something similar going on. But these guys are literally have 60 court cases over free speech. They're being denied the right to assemble right, left, and center. They're being attacked in the national media right, left, and center. And then they're pulling this stunt. This is very good. Good on Joel. Uber Soy says, I'm not the biggest fan of Joel Davis, but I think he came up with the best approach toward noticing, criticizing Jewish power and Gentile conservative subordination to it. And it's absolutely hilarious. Imagine you go door-to-door knocking as a Republican and your agenda is this. Yeah, you could do some funny stuff with this. Now, again, if MAGA really gets that upset and they're not doing anything, which the whole section of MAGA believes, at least, I don't expect them to do anything, but a whole section of MAGA is getting more and more disgruntled, we could see something like this for sure.
Hi, my name is Joel Davis. I'm from the National Socialist Network. And for a long time, I was an anti-Semite. But I realized quite recently, once I had a conversation with my new Jewish friends, that actually I'm a dumb goy. And that I'm a horrible anti-Semite. And I'm going to go to jail if I don't change my ways. And so I've decided to come out here today to help campaign for the Liberal Party, unofficially. I'm not from the Liberal Party, but I'm a big fan. Because the Liberal Party want to put the Jews first. Giving the Jews everything they want, that's the platform. And we can see here the fantastic policies on offer from the Liberal Party, in my opinion, in their plan to give Jews everything they want. Israel first. Australia doesn't need to defend itself. Who cares about Australia? What matters is we must protect the state of Israel. Because they're the Jews. And we're just dumb little goys. We're just cannon fodder. Abolish free speech. We all know that criticizing Jews is another Holocaust. Jail anti-Semites. Dumb little goys like me belong in jail. Unless we can change our ways and show that we love the Jewish community. In fact, we worship the Jewish community. In fact, Jews are the superior race chosen by God. And I'm just vermin. I'm scum. Making Jews safe is all that matters. Give Jews free money. We all know the Jews are doing it tough. You know, they're short on coin. So the Liberal Party has got great policies to give the Jews free money, no strings attached, and I love that. So consider this year, this election, putting the Jews first, putting the Liberal Party first. Give the Jews everything they want, vote Liberal. Hi, my name's Joel Davis. I'm from the National Socialist Network. And for a long time, I was an anti-Semite, but I realized quite recently, once I had a conversation with my new Jewish friends, that actually I'm a dumb goy, and that I'm a horrible anti-Semite, and I'm going to go to jail if I don't change my ways. And so I've decided to come out here today to help campaign for the Liberal Party, unofficially. I'm not from the Liberal Party, but I'm a big fan. Because the Liberal Party want to put the Jews first. Giving the Jews everything they want, that's the platform. See here, the fantastic policies on offer from the Liberal Party, in my opinion, in their plan to give Jews everything they want. Israel first. Australia doesn't need to defend itself. Who cares about Australia? What matters is we must protect the state of Israel. Because they're the Jews. And we're just dumb little goys. We're just cannon fodder. Abolish free speech. We all know that criticizing Jews is another Holocaust. Jail anti-Semites. Dumb little goys like me belong in jail. Unless we can change our ways and show that we love the Jewish community. In fact, we worship the Jewish community. In fact, Jews are the superior race chosen by God. And I'm just vermin. I'm scum. Making Jews safe is all that matters. Give Jews free money. We all know the Jews are doing it tough. You know, they're short on coin. So the Liberal Party has got great policies to give the Jews free money, no strings attached, and I love that. So consider this year, this election, putting the Jews first, putting the Liberal Party first. Give the Jews everything they want, vote Liberal.
Do I think this is more effective than someone in the chat saying this is far more effective than the direct approach? I think you need to do what you think you're best at doing. And Joel is good at stuff like this. It really depends on the context. It appeals to me more, but I wrote anti-racist Hitler, so what do you expect? You know, I have my approach, but I don't pan anyone standing up for my race. I don't know that there's any perfect approach, but some are a little more funny depending on the context than others. This type of thing is just hilarious. In my opinion. Yeah. Funny, funny stuff. Good on Joel Davis. Yeah, here they are right here. This is what ordinary Canadians campaigning for the Conservative Party should do. Definitely. Look at, they got the rabbi. They got the rabbi in like the, what is it, the 15th century gear? Giving Jews everything they want. Well, that's what they do anyways. So if you're taking something they do that's very extreme, like diversity but only for whites, and you're lampooning it, that's not something they can really handle. And this is something they can't really handle because it's true. You know. Oh, man. It's funny stuff, Joel. Good job. Absolutely hilarious. Trans Tinseltown. Robert De Niro's son comes out as transgender at age 29. This is fitting. And there's all these opinion pieces. You know, why are so many of the elite's kids trans? It's fashionable, I guess. Look at this. This is just, it's all manner of disturbing. Rift TV, which is kind of a new venture on the right wing. De Niro hates Trump. He hates everything right wing. This is his son. The hair is very weird, though. The hair is just stitched on. And, you know, you got all this makeup. And the hair is fake and stitched on. It's all just weird shit. Or looks fake and stitched on to me. I don't know. Yeah, they're all messed up. But it's mixed race, yeah. De Niro's wife is black, and this is his son. It doesn't surprise me. I just find it all funny. This is what the end looks like for De Niro, for sure. The current future of America is just Indians argue about what America is. Yeah, this is a particular representative from Michigan, and he basically issued impeachment articles for Trump, which would actually be funny if the Democrats took back control of the House and the Senate and impeached Trump, and it was just Indians doing it. It'd be freaking hilarious. Way to start a race war. I don't know, but we can dream. It's kind of funny. In fact, it's hilarious. This is the I won't play his particular impeachment speech because it's he speaks terrible English. I mean, just like terrible. But this is there's some funny shit coming out of it.
The court said the wrongfully deported.
Well, you can hear him in this.
The court said the wrongfully deported Kilmer Garcia must be allowed to return and receive due process. Trump is
that. I don't care about what an Indian says. I'm not willing to have a discussion about the definition of what an American is. I'm not interested.
The court said the wrongfully deported Kilmer Garcia.
He wrongfully deported Kilmer Garcia.
Must be allowed to return.
And some of these brown people are going to go all in over these MS-13 guys because it's one that's being encouraged with money and everything else. And two, they probably see themselves in the same boat. Now, this guy is being attacked by none other than Laura Loomer, which is also funny. Do I have that? Hold on here. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I do have this. Hold on here. Let me move some stuff around here. This is a real U.S. congressman. He is far left and speaks at the fifth grade level. He is also dysgenic and completely genuinely loyal to his home country of India. He looks like a South Park character. And he does. He definitely does. This is Laura Loomer, Indian scammer, Democrat congressman. Now, apparently, he ran a company that was in trouble for animal abuse. Indian-born Democrat, Michigan congressman Shri Thanadar, who filed articles of impeachment against Trump. We asked about our expose into his history of fraud and scams. If he only filed the articles of impeachment so he can pay off his nearly $300,000 in campaign debt that he marked an investment income lost on his most recent FEC filing. All right, let's check this out. This is Loomer.
Congressman, one more time. Did you file impeachment articles against President Trump to get out of your nearly $800,000 of campaign
debt? Oh, $800,000 in campaign debt. Yes.
You have a history of scamming people. Are you scamming the American people? Would you like to answer, Congressman?
Oh, he has done unconstitutional activities that need to be called for.
What about your history of scamming people and your campaign debt? If you hate President Trump so much, why don't you just go back to India?
Now, this must be one of Loomer's Jannies following him around asking questions. I thought it was Loomer herself. What did he say? Hold on here.
If you hate President Trump so much, why don't you just go back to India?
If you hate President Trump so much, why don't you just go back to India? $800,000 in debt, and he's being investigated for animal cruelty or something like that? Why don't you go back to India? Loomer unleashed. FEC records reveal that Shri for Congress, the campaign of Democrat Michigan congressman who filed impeachment articles, is deep in debt. If you don't like President Trump so much, why don't you just go back to India? How did he get $800,000 in debt? I mean, I guess he had some good credit, right? Must have had some good credit to go that far in debt. Yeah. Oh, this is funny. Hold on here. Let's move some stuff around here. Yeah, there we have Canada. Of course, a lot of guys are making fun of Canada, but the fact of the matter is Canadians didn't exactly vote for this. At least solid white Canadians didn't. Maybe some boomers, maybe some women, maybe something you can vote for. None of our people voted for them. None of their ancestors did. But this is what they got, and they will just shove it down your throat, and they'll keep shoving it down your throat until they're a supermajority, and that's the way it goes. You know, supermajority is the way it goes.
nationals.
Wahi Guru Jika Khalsa, Wahi Guru Jiki Fate. Thank you.
This is a conservative, and he lost to the liberal.
Wahi Guru Jika Khalsa, Wahi Guru Jiki Fate. Thank you.
Ontario? Oh, man. It's bad. It's bad. No different than building giant monkey statues and over here. It's just not going well. Liberal Ontario. All right, Ontario NDP. Liberal Ontario. Holy moly. Just taking over to milk the system up there. Look at this. Well, it's what it's all going to look like. The Toronto dating experience. This made me laugh. This made me laugh. You have basically what looks like Mystery Meat Troon talking to Jeet on Omegle. And this is Western civilization right now.
I'm gender fluid, transgender.
Transgender?
I'm transgender.
I want to see your boobies.
Okay, man. I'm gender fluid, transgender.
Transgender?
I'm transgender.
I want to see your boobies.
Oh. Okay, man.
It's pretty much, you just got to laugh. It's so far gone. It's so far gone, you got to chuckle. You got to chuckle. I'm transgender. I want to see your boobies. I don't even know if he knew what transgender meant. Or if he cared. It's just as long as you have boobs. Bobs. I want to see your bobs. Oh, let's see this right here. The truck driver charged in the deadly I-35 crash in Austin that killed 5 and injured 11 had his bond reduced to $1,000 per charge. Oh, man. Solomon Araya still faces felony DWI charges. Toxicology report. All these particular truck drivers and all these truck driving accidents. You guys can take a look at the truck driver. It's just one disaster after another on the roads. You got to be careful out there. It's not safe. This is one of the worst we've seen in a long time. I'm surprised they got charged so heavily. As lawyer requests the court reduce his bond to $1 per charge and have him released from jail, he was originally held on $200,000 for each 6 intoxication manslaughter charges and $100,000 for intoxication. His bond conditions include GPS monitoring. 7 felony DWI charges. Now, I-35 crash in Austin that killed 5 and injured 11. And he actually had his bond reduced to $1,000 per charge, which would be reduced, he could easily be able to pay it. But he black, so it doesn't really matter. Now, I don't know who all he killed. I didn't look it up, but it's just another sad case where someone on the road... You're on the road with this animal, and you're very unlucky, you know? Yeah, 14 reasons. They're like this all over the West, 100% for sure. They're like this all over the West, no doubt about it. America is not far behind Canada, 100%. Yeah, Donald Trump, this is Biden's stock market, not Trump's. Hold on here. Did I? Okay. This is Biden's stock market, not Trump's. I didn't take over until January 20th. Tariffs will soon start kicking in. Companies are starting to move into the USA in record numbers. Well, it'll take a decade to straighten out, even if it goes our way. Our country will boom, but we have to get rid of the Biden overhang. Well, be patient. It's going to take a minute. It's going to take a minute, Donald. We'll see what Donald's up to. MAGAs are just saying MS-13 was on a picture for demonstration purposes. All right, hold on here.
It wasn't a member of a gang. And then... It wasn't a member of a gang. And then they looked, and right. on his knuckles, he had MS-13.
There's a dispute
over
that.
Wait a minute. He had MS-13 on his knuckles tattoo.
Oh, he had some tattoos that are interpreted that way. But let's move on.
Wait a minute. Terry.
He did not have the letter MS-13.
It says MS-13.
That was Photoshop.
That was Photoshop, Terry. You can't do that. Hey, they're giving you the big break of a lifetime. You know, you're doing the interview. I picked you because, frankly, I never heard of you, but that's okay. I picked you, Terry. But you're not being very nice. He had MS-13 tattooed.
Right, we'll agree to disagree. I want to move on to something else.
Terry, do you want me to show you the picture?
I saw the picture.
You think it was Photoshop?
Well, here we go.
Don't Photoshop it. Go look at his hand. He had MS-13.
He did have tattoos that can be interpreted that way. I'm not an expert on them. I want to turn to Ukraine,
Terry, I want to get to Ukraine. No. He had MS as clear as you can be, not interpreted. This is why people no longer believe the news because it's fake news.
When he was photographed in El Salvador, they aren't there. But let's just go. They aren't there when he's in El Salvador.
Oh, they weren't there, but they're there now, right?
No,
but
they're in your picture.
Terry.
Ukraine, sir.
He's got MS-13 on his knuckles.
All right.
Okay?
All right. Well, we'll take a look.
You do such a disservice.
We'll take a look at that, sir.
Why don't you just say it? Yes, he does, and you know.
It's pretty funny. Trump is back in motion. We'll see. The economy's not doing well, so he's not going to feel well. He's going to be on the defense. This is exactly the type of rhetoric that won in November. It's what the American people want. This is Captive Dreamer, one of his big soldiers on X. Let's see what the American people want.
We're taking back our country from a sick political class that got rich selling America out and bleeding America dry. We don't let that.
Well, he's not wrong. He's just not taking the country back.
That happened anymore. And we had 4 great years. We had the greatest economy in the history of our country. The stock market went up 88%. We did great. And we're going to do better now, because now we learned a little bit. After years of leaders who sent your money to defend the borders of distant foreign nations, that's what we did. We'd fight for other nations, but not for ourselves. You finally have a president who is defending our borders and our nation. Dr. Oz. After decades of politicians who destroyed Detroit to build up Beijing, you finally have a champion for workers in the White House. And instead of putting China first, I'm putting Michigan first, and I'm putting America first.
This rhetoric works well, but you got to deliver something. And the first 100 days, it's too much of establishment against them. You have the whole entrenched, even if you wanted to do something, you have this whole entrenched anti-white establishment that you're going to have to do something with. You know? Carolyn Leavitt refuses to rule out the rest of Supreme Court justices. Now, I don't know how true this is. But I can't imagine him arresting Supreme Court judges. However, events could happen. It could shock people, especially as this president gets pressed. President Trump hints at suspending the writ of habeas corpus to conduct mass deportations. This is going to get dangerous because the Jews, I mean, his Zionist Zog supporters, could use this to do a lot of different things. So I don't really trust him doing this. We'll have to see, though. There are strong ways. One way has been used, three highly respected president. President Trump then asked today what he plans to do since these far-left judges keep stopping deportations. What it appears to me is that they want to bring a confrontation between Trump and these judges to see what he does, to see if they can try to get one over on him. And he may get his head taken off, or he may take their heads off. And there's a couple different ways he could do it. And I won't be anywhere near a MAGA lynch mob, or vice versa. These two sides are eventually going to go at it, in my opinion. I don't see any way around that.
You mentioned this last night in your speech in Macomb, that we're facing an unprecedented situation where there's a lot of abuses of nationwide injunctions, sort of seemingly designed to curtail your power. specifically when it comes to deporting these illegal, violent aliens that came in under the previous administration. Yeah. Have you spoken to your team about ways to mitigate this and continue to deliver to the American people?
Yeah, well, there are ways to mitigate it, and there's some very strong ways. There's one way that's been used by three very highly respected presidents, but we hope we don't have to go that route. But there is one way that has been used very successfully by three presidents, all highly respected. And hopefully we don't have to go that way. But there are ways of mitigating that.
Yeah, he's probably just making a threat. Could he go with the nuclear option and arrest the judges? Or, and you might go even more nuclear than that. We don't know. I didn't expect him to even do the things he's doing. None of you guys probably did. He's getting blocked by the judges. I guess if you remove the judges, it's kind of an interesting case because it is a classic. You have these two entrenched sides. Neither one of them is moving off their position. And eventually someone's got to give. Now, historically, someone like Trump would just give. But this time it may not work out that way. I said may. I don't know. We'll have to see it. It's going to make for a particular wild event because he's already arrested some judges. What, two judges? I expect him to get off. I don't expect anything to happen. But eventually the frustration is going to set in with these elements of the entrenched establishment where he just can't get anything done. Now, many pro-whites believe he doesn't want to get anything done. It's just kind of like a game. Then if that's true, we expect him to back down. But so far, I didn't expect him to go this far in the 100 days. He's acting like Roosevelt in his first 100 days. Roosevelt calmed down, but I don't think Trump can with the economy doing what it's doing. With the economy doing what it's doing, he needs more shows, and the economy's not doing well. He needs more dog and pony shows, and that means wars. Yeah, but war with Iran would be too devastating. Going after cartels, that'll work. And going after judges will work. We'll just have to see what type of theater they deliver and what's happening. Well, except things are happening. People that say nothing ever happens. Well, things are happening. I mean, they're trying to happen. He's trying to happen, at least what he says. We'll have to see what he does with the judge. It's just a show. Well, the show is going to be between him and the judges and between him and the cartels, which will be rather entertaining. Mass deportations are not happening under Trump. This is Scripps. No, it hasn't happened. Trump on deportations. We are going to work with farmers. If they have a strong recommendations for their farms for certain people, we're going to let them stay in for a while. It looks like he's backing down to me. But these judges. And then you have supporters saying this. This is pretty wild. This is one of the largest streamers on YouTube right now. It's kind of, this is a more aggressive statement. Since he got all Old Testament, they're pleading with Trump to start executing judges. A little bit aggressive here. We've got mainstream MAGA getting glowy.
I'm sure there's embellishment here and there. But do I believe that judges are actively working to obstruct the justice system in order to facilitate illegal immigrants into the country? Yes, I think that. And I think any of them that do that should be arrested. And I think the ones that do that and they unknowingly or knowingly help a member of a terrorist organization should be charged directly with treason. That's what I believe. Not disbarring, not putting them in jail again.
No disbarring, no putting them in jail.
Old Testament.
Old Testament. Be wild. Could Trump, MAGA do that? Well, MAGA could if they were incited correctly by Trump, but that would be a wild morning. What would that look like? Probably impossible, but that would be a wild morning. Let's listen to this again. Now, this is just your average white guy, very large YouTube streamer.
Obstructed.
General Variety, Asthma Gold.
Justice system in order to facilitate illegal immigrants into the country. Yes, I think that. And I think any of them that do that should be arrested. And I think the ones that do that and they unknowingly or knowingly help a member of a terrorist organization should be charged directly with treason. That's what I believe.
Now, if you're not an American, or maybe even if you are American, the punishment for treason in America is the death penalty. It can be the death penalty.
Not disbarring, not putting him in jail. Again, Old Testament.
Well, you're saying Ozma Gold is Jewish. This makes sense then, what he's saying. He's saying, you know, Old Testament.
The moment that you implement legitimate, real, personal consequence is the...
This makes sense if he's Jewish, yeah.
The moment that this stuff goes away. So Trump is too soft? He's way too soft. Way too soft. I hope Trump... Listen, can somebody fucking tell him this? His entire first term, he spent trying to be reasonable. Bro, you don't have to give a fuck anymore. Just do it. Just do it.
This is more significant that now that the guy's Jewish. I just thought he's a white guy kind of blasting off, like Gen X, Gen Y, whatever, blasting off.
Everybody wants this. It's the right thing to do. Just fucking do it. Go, yeah, ball out. Fuck it, ball out. Exactly. The Attorney General is too soft? I think she's way too soft as well.
Well, he wants Old Testament shit. They're saying he's not Jewish? I don't know. He wants Old Testament. We know what Old Testament shit means. No, just punishment for treason. Execute.
I want somebody like Tom Homan in there. Right.
Tom Homan. Tom Homan's not going to execute anyone.
The families can be deported together. Let's get him in charge. This guy knows what matters.
Oh, I'm not going to follow him.
I'm sure there's MAGA mobs here and there. But do I believe...
Yeah, I would stay the hell out of this stuff. But we'll have to see what they do. Most likely nothing, but...
That judges are actively working to obstruct the justice system in order to facilitate illegal immigrants into the country? Yes, I think that. And I think any of them that do that should be arrested. And I think the ones that do that and they unknowingly or knowingly help a member of a terrorist organization should be charged directly with treason. That's what I believe. Not disbarring, not putting them in jail. Again, Old Testament. The moment that you implement legitimate, real, personal consequence is the moment that this stuff goes away. So Trump is too soft? He's way too soft. Way too soft. I hope Trump... Listen, can somebody fucking tell him this? His entire first term, he spent trying to be reasonable...
Ozma Gold, I don't know. Pretty Old Testament. Go Old Testament. Go ahead. See what happens. These guys, you're going to have to do something. I mean, the establishment is just going to keep dirtballing you. So either do something or just sit there and be lampooned for the next 4 years. Eliminate this Jewish whore. French Assembly President sent anti-Semitic death threats. Yeah, things are getting fairly aggressive out there on the planet, and where did the economy go south? Wait till the economy goes south. Crazy stuff. Eliminate this Jewish whore. French Assembly President sent anti-Semitic death threats. It's a sign of the times, but this Trump collision course with the judges, normally a side backs down, may not have to. I don't know what he would have in his corner besides Zog, where he wouldn't have to. These super religious Jews that are going to let him do whatever he wants. I don't know. It's definitely some type of showdown. Some people believe it's all fake and gay. We'll find out. What happens if they start taking out judges? Literally. Now, that would be... That's a made-for-TV event. Like, you know, like that movie The Purge? It happens with MAGA going after judges or something crazy? You know, I'm just going to live stream it, guys. I'm just going to stay. You guys need to stay the hell away from all this shit. Because this first round is going to be crazy, especially as it gets religious and the economy goes south. And you got more headlines like this. It's quite a headline. I don't know how significant it is. You got Nike. What's Nike doing? The idea that Nike would make light of the Holocaust using a Hitler-red imagery in post-October 7th world is shocking. Never again until next year. Now, what is the context of this? I could not find, I mean, it's just a red sign. I assume it's just Jews finding something about the Holocaust in everything, anti-Semitism everywhere. Does someone at Nike try to troll the Jews? I highly doubt it. What am I missing? It was displayed at the end of the London Marathon. Right. And they're going crazy over this. Just because it says never again until next year, it was at the end of the London Marathon. It's like every single event, every single thing that happens has to be about them, right? It doesn't say just never again. It says never again until next year at the end of a marathon. A bunch of Nikers. Yeah, I mean, not everything's about them. Sometimes it's just a marathon. Jordan Peterson, anti-Semitic right wings are psychopathic. Keep this in mind as the Jordan Peterson move and this type of thing. Now, the only interesting thing in this is that you have move by some elements around Trump saying, well, we need to back anti-Semites, but moderate anti-Semites. The Curtis Yarvins, I'd have to see that to believe it. What they see as a moderate anti-Semite. Get David Duke out there. All right, maybe Nick Fuentes, you could say he's moderate. I mean, he's not violent. I don't know. I don't know how they would approach this. Historically, it's never worked. So nothing they do works. But Jordan Peterson, keep this in mind as Trump suspends habeas corpus. It's kind of like very dicey, to say the least. Tucker Carlson seemingly refers to Israel as a disgusting Middle Eastern place. Uh-oh. Yeah, this is awesome, Jew. The Jews are not happy with Tucker.
Or how would we, you know, pay off foreign countries who flood our political system with donations if, you know, if we're actually spending it to, like, build nice houses for Americans?
Well, but
like, repair Reading, Pennsylvania. We could be spending it in wherever,
right.
Disgusting Middle Eastern place.
So if you look at place-based financial statements, there's extraordinary opportunity.
We'll see what they're talking about.
With donations if, you know, if we're actually spending it to, like, build nice houses for Americans.
Well, but
like, repair Reading, Pennsylvania. We could be spending it in wherever,
right.
Disgusting Middle Eastern place.
So if you look.
All right. So they're saying they assume that was Israel. I mean, he's probably talking about, let's say, Syria or somewhere else, or Iraq. He's probably talking about Saudi Arabia. You know, he'll probably dial that back. They assume everything's about them. It isn't. And, you know, if only Tucker was that based. Hold on, let me go to the actual interview. I meant to have it up here, Tucker Carlson. Yeah, he did have her on. This is, he had on Matt Walsh too. This is just out an hour ago. I haven't watched, obviously. The global depopulation plan, I have to see that to believe it. The only global depopulation plan applies to whites as of right now. Secret underground bases all across the U.S. I don't have any reason to believe, we know as a matter of record, that they have underground bases. I don't know how many are secret. We are approaching an extinction event. Interesting. Bankers plan to conquer space. I think that they're making a move towards space, whether it be however they're going to do that. It's a Christopher Columbus moment is what they're going to try to pull. Maybe mining asteroids. I've talked about this plenty of times. I think that's clear from the banking. That's the only move they have. They got to expand resources, and they have to expand the dollar system. One of the more intriguing things that I heard in the rollout of digital currencies is there's going to be different digital currencies for different sectors of America, and they may try to break up America. And I thought this was a wildly provocative opinion. Instead of having one digital currency in America, you're going to have six or seven, along with six or seven different countries, which would make it easier to control this large section of whites. Well, they'd have a problem with the South. Now, the South, the Southern, like, state of Tennessee is taking our advice regarding certain currency matters. So, missing $21 trillion. Hold on here. Let's play that.
But I was at a sermon, and there was a co-pastor who had very long fingernails. And
now, she has a lot of anti-white boomer tendencies. They're somewhat irritating. From time to time, you get them.
And she was very angry, and she was shaking her hands with her long fingernails. And, you know, sometimes when you're in a big church and they point right at you, and she said, the devil can have my house and the devil can have my car, but the devil cannot have my joy. And it was like, I exploded in my head, and I said, that's it.
That is it.
That is it.
Hey, it's Tucker Carlson. You may have noticed that the companies whose products you buy tend to kind of hate you. They're controlled by chilled men.
Wild is the protagonist, and he's fighting a force in the universe called the Nothing. And the Nothing is running around the universe sucking meaning out of everything. And it's hard when you're dealing. And if you look at this digital control, it comes with an energy that's very demonic and sucking meaning out of everything. And they're very good. They're masterful at turning, you know, turning allies against each other. The divide and conquer thing is really heartbreaking.
It's happening right now on the right. I see.
Heartbreaking.
Yeah.
And so you're up against the Nothing. And so sometimes we'll come together in a team meeting and somebody will say, I've lost my state of amusement. And then the team's job is to help them to get it
I've
back.
Lost my state of
I've
amusement.
I've lost my state of amusement. And it happens. I can't, you know.
But it is, I think of this of myself where, you know, I've had my amusement taken from me a number of times. But I always think to myself, like, if you're perennially shocked by evil in the world, like, you're a child, you're an idiot. Like, what did you think this was? Like, don't be naive. There's a lot of evil in the world. There always has been. Don't be shocked by it. Laugh in its face.
You're always going to be shocked by it.
Oh, I am.
You're always going to be shocked by it. I'll tell you why you're going to be shocked by it. If you understand love, you can't fathom why anyone would reject that.
Yes.
And embrace evil because it's so stupid. It's so wasteful. It's so, as my mother used to say, it's so unnecessary, you know.
It's one of the more intriguing things about our race. I think that you have a very nice, think about like my ancestors out of places of the South and how nice and kind they were, how believing and stuff like that. And then you slam a group of people into an extinction event called white genocide, and you end up with some whites that aren't so nice anymore. I guess we have to learn to turn it off and on, or get to an all-white universe somewhere. Yeah. Native American woman gets a chance to topple hog at the DNC. This is kind of funny. And I will have to think if there's any more of that to play and get play it Friday or Sunday or something. We'll have to see. But Native American woman gets a chance to topple hog at the DNC. It's funny stuff. This was kind of refreshing. This is the backlash, but this is true nonetheless. I grabbed the clip. Let's play it.
Look, what is frustrating, what is debilitating us as a country is the racial problem. That's a real problem.
Yes.
And it, to some degree, predates Zionism. It is not all a product of Zionism. They have weaponized it via immigration. There's no question about it. But we cannot take back control of our institutions or our country if we do not have racial consciousness first. And that is coming at the tactical level because of events like this that force feed the racial consciousness in the white population and can therefore operationalize what we're trying to do in a meaningful, scalable fashion. They have to deal with their children going to schools that are diverse, where 80% of the kids are foreigners, and they're worried about the safety and the education of their children. They have to go into some kind of corporate office where they can't climb the social economic ladder. They can't get that job because of DEI. We don't have government institutions that represent us. Why is that? Because we're being demographically replaced, mm-hmm. and our consciousness is being incapacitated. How do we regain that? Well, we regain it by telling the truth about what's happening at the street level. But we've got to deal with what's happening tactically on the street, whether that's illegal immigration, the racial problem, DEI, whatever. We got to fight it everywhere.
A couple of things here. I've never heard of Jake Lane up until now. Mm. I didn't even know he was Jewish until you told me that.
Yeah, here's I've got another tweet here.
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah. I didn't know he was Jewish either. But the backlash is an interesting show. A lot of good commentary on there, depending on what you like. Guys, I'm going to take a break for a few minutes. I appreciate you guys tuning in. And I appreciate any support for the show. I'll be back in a couple minutes. Let me run upstairs here And let's get an intermission going. Okay, I'm back. Appreciate you guys tuning in. What's up, Scooby Burn? Thanks for the streams. Thank you for the support, sir. I do appreciate it. Over there on Entropy. Let's see what's up here. Make sure we're running everywhere. Let's see what's... Make sure we're running on Rumble. Yeah, we have power outages over there in Spain. Cause is still unclear after massive power outages in Spain, Portugal, France hinder travel. I find it hard to believe that many countries went out of power, were out of power for that long, and it'd be accidental. It isn't just an area of Spain. They're blaming net zero. They're blaming this. They're blaming that. Maybe it's a trial run for something bigger. You guys should all probably be aware that the elites probably... most certainly cannot be trusted at all. I don't know what they would do without power. but God only knows. It's a rough thing. You should mentally be in your head. You should have it mentally in your head, because in America, we're basically in a third world power grid. What would it be like without power? I've seen power outages. They didn't last for but a few days or so, but you never know what could happen. I mean, this is kind of a wake-up call to a lot of people, you would think. I don't know if it will be. We'll have to see what comes of it. Wild conspiracy theories flood the internet about Spanish power blackout as sleuths blame alien attack, chemtrails, and U.S. EMP strikes. Maybe they just shut down the power to see what the people would do as kind of a trial run. It's possible. Maybe it's net zero. Maybe it's third world conditions. Maybe it's a combination of things. I mean, third world countries, you end up with third world power grids and they go down. They absolutely go down. That's for damn sure. Natural gas generators rescued Spain from net zero death after power collapse. They're blaming environmental stuff. Well, they want to go to net zero. They want to do this in Canada. You know, if we carry on these net zero lunacy, lights will go out just like in Spain. This is Nigel Farage.
No beer in Benidorm. That's the headline in The Sun. The lights went out completely in Spain yesterday. Now, they boast they've got more wind and solar energy than any other country on Earth. Let me tell you this. 8 o'clock this morning, our renewables were only producing 13% of our needs, and 21% of our electricity was being imported from overseas. If we carry on with renewable lunacy, the lights are going to go out here too.
Well, they probably want to knock the power out, then have some kind of big solution to blow out some new energy. There's going to be a bunch of carrot and sticks come with it. The stick will be what you don't do if you sign on for the new program, and the carrot will be the wonderful new program. I can imagine how they would go about this, though, the elites. It would make COVID look like Christmas. I'll just see it. Who knows where they're going with this climate stuff? But eventually you end up in these scenarios where, well, you got to start shutting things down. We got to go to net zero to save Mother Earth. End up back in the 15th century. Now Spain comes, meaning power, no power grid. Still in the dark, Spain opens sabotage probe amid chaotic scramble for the cause of mass blackout. Unusual activity spotted in the UK grid. Some type of sabotage, eh? Sabotage. It's a strong word. All right. How could you sabotage that much of a grid across that large of a space? It isn't just one country, right? Remember, it's several European countries had the power out for a long period of time. All right. A steady frequency with certain limits is vital to keeping power flowing. The first problem in the UK around 2 a.m. was an outage at Keadby 2 gas-fired plant in Lincolnshire, which was followed by unexplained failure at the Viking Link interconnector between the UK and Denmark. Oh, they're blaming Russia, of course. It'd be wild. Russia is dropping the power. We got to go to war with the Russians. I'd want to see some proof. It's quite a bit. Yeah. Well, that definitely would make the war pretty quick if you just destroyed the power grid in Europe, if you're the Russians. Of course, we want to see proof for that one, though. But, of course, I should have known they're going to blame the Russians. The Spanish power outage, a catastrophe created by political design and a warning to the world. Yeah, I think they generally want to cause power grid disasters and bring out they want people to reduce consumption, so on and so forth, you know. I bet the power outage is because of solar and wind power. It's hard to keep the power grid stable with that power fluctuates. If they've already went to all solar and wind, 100%. But this is going on at various different places that aren't on solar and wind. Yet, the Spanish power output seems to be a lot of fossil fuel, nuclear, and wind. Now, they got more, the Spanish supposedly have more reusable energy like the wind and or more environmentally friendly energy sources than anywhere else, but it didn't really help them, did it? It didn't really help them. We'll have to keep an eye on what happens. Something like this in America would be far more chaotic. When you start talking about power outages, it's one thing to have a state or a local area. That's one thing. You start talking about all across a section of America, you can get some wild events. Weapons, creepy unlisted YouTube video shows 2 hours of children running through the night. A lot of creepy videos come out from time to time, but this one coming out during a blackout in Europe, kind of odd. 2 hours of children running through the night. That's a little bit odd to go out, come out during blackouts in Europe. China exports to the U.S. plunge as tariffs hit, leading some experts to warn of product shortages. I don't know how this is going to go down. There is a trade war. They're saying we're at the end of the trade war. They're going to work out agreements. But you basically had supply completely shut down to America. And I don't know what the stores are going to look like because they're saying that, you know, this is going to be another COVID scenario. Port of Los Angeles says shipping volume will plummet 35% next week as China tariffs start to bite. Okay. I mean, I haven't seen anything at the local stores near me. Home buyer mortgage demand drops further as economic uncertainty roils the housing market. Now, that's a given. I'm just curious if they're going to have to, if we're going to go through a period where they're reestablishing supply lines in America for certain goods. If that happens, then certain goods coming into America just will never arrive, and those goods will be left in the dirt by more important things. So if they're going to onshore critical goods, there's going to be a tremendous number of dislocations over the next 30, 60, 90 days, meaning certain products you would expect that are around aren't going to be around, and they're going to be replaced by other products that are more staples, if you will, if it works out that way. But the housing market will get destroyed if that's the type of recession we're going into, because you cannot make these type of moves. We know from the 20th century that you can't make these type of moves without facing some type of deep recession, vis-a-vis maybe even a depression. You're going to onshore, you're going to have to build factories here, you're going to reestablish local food supplies, so on and so forth, which a lot of you guys already have. But they're reestablishing that for a whole entire country, and America is the center of the globalist tornado. It's the eye of the tornado. Some stuff we make, some stuff we don't. They're going to want to onshore critical defense stuff faster than anything. I don't know what it's going to look like from here to there. It's like the next 10 years could be incredibly rocky. Oh, that was a movie, Weapons? I didn't build it like that. They showed 2 hours of children running in the dark on YouTube. $450K for a house that was over 155 years ago. Well, that price will be coming down. It's like impossible, the particular scenario here. Now, so far, the stock market's bounced. Crypto's bounced. Now, crypto may continue to bounce. We'll get to that here in a minute. Port of LA executive director says retailers will soon have only about 7 weeks full of inventories left amid U.S.-China trade war. Now, in this type of thing, historically, some products and goods just go away and they're replaced by staples. But then you're talking about the good times are officially over. You know, Walmart's already asking small businesses to start selling their products through Walmart. I can imagine. Yeah, there's an ongoing process for Walmart to try to compete with Amazon in that regard. Now, Walmart has upper-scale Walmarts as well coming out, which I find I don't know anything about it, and upper-scale parts of their website where you can sell, like, upper-end products. Scott Bessent says the Treasury Department has deployed a maximum pressure campaign on cartels in Trump's first 100 days, coming down on financial crime loopholes to attack the money that keeps them in business of harming Americans. So they're cracking down on cartels. I'm waiting for them to attack. If things get bad in the country, expect war. But I expect wars against the cartels, maybe against anti-Semitism. Who knows? He's also saying they're close to some type of trade deals. Don't know until we see it. Running on fumes, U.S. truckers upside down on loans as freight downturn turns dangerous. You could see a lot of trucks basically a lot of truckers going bankrupt. A lot of truckers could go bankrupt in this ordeal very easily if you're talking about a total reorganization of the global system into a multipolar system. The only country that I know of any size that would be virtually self-sufficient right now is, ironically, Russia is billed as self-sufficient. Now, I know they are in food supply. I know they aren't. They're cut off from the dollar. It's like almost like a grand experiment, where Russia cuts itself off, and they have their own internet, they have their own everything, and if America goes away, well, if something bad happens out there, then we have all these other places. Well, you have one other place. I don't know what that would look like, though. How can you reorganize the system? I assume they're going to negotiate with China to reorganize the system, and China will create some kind of win-win situation as the empire reorganizes things. That's what I would imagine. But it may not go so nice. That is the most optimistic case for the empire. Now, you're not dealing with a country that's 90% white, like during the Depression. You're dealing with a volatile mix. Now, they may look to use racial conflict to get over this. Sure. I'm curious to see what acts they pull. Can they pull it out of the hat? Can they do something quick to get over this particular hump? Maybe they could come to a deal. They need a new self-reinforcing process that people can believe in. We've got Monero, of course, is the big story you guys are talking about. Crypto, everything backed off today after a tremendous run. But Monero is the story. And the story is, you guys can see this particular spike coming here. Hold on here. You guys can see a spike. Monero went from basically 235 to 320 virtually overnight. And what happened was a Bitcoin whale, some say stolen Bitcoin, was converted into Monero. I think it's probably Monero over the next 100 days will get crazy because Exodus is delisting it from their wallet. We could see moves to drive Monero up to get it delisted, actually, from various different exchanges. I don't know where else there would be to delist it from, but there could be a move down that particular road. What's funny is usually this type of thing means it's going to crash first, but this time it went up. It backed down quite a bit, but it's still channeling at considerably higher. It was at 229, now it's channeling right underneath 280, which is, I don't know what to make of it. It's a pretty volatile move, but of course the particular crypto coin might be vastly undervalued simply because it was driven down by exchange delistings and it's used all over the black market. I don't know what to make of it, though. The giant move up. Usually when you have moves like this, it'll retrace at least that particular move. I said usually. You guys can see how violent it was. I don't know if you can look at that. You can see that, how violent these candles are. But it's channeling higher and higher levels. But it's one of those particular crypto coins that could move to 2,000 and no one would really think. Everything would adjust accordingly. I could easily move to 500. I don't know. And so I was surprised to see it that aggressive. But if you're doing a big conversion using Bitcoin, then you're going to get aggressive moves like this. Now, the delisting by Exodus is not that big of a deal. You can move to another wallet. But there's talk of them coming after. Monero is actually true money. It's very anonymous. Some people believe it's been hacked, but that has never been proven. Crypto is like the lottery, play at your own risk. Well, people in our community have used this particular crypto coin for years and years, going back to Charlottesville. So some own it by default. And some own it from very cheap levels. So keep that in mind, just like Bitcoin or anything else. cartels caught buying hundreds of thousands of rounds of ammo in the U.S., I wouldn't be surprised if they're preparing for some type of conflict. Eventually, if Trump keeps arresting cartel members, eventually they're going to try to do something, I would imagine, you know? Scooby Byron. XMR got delisted from Australia stocks a couple years ago as a security risk. Yeah. Well, they're using that particular spike as, like, we see it's used for money laundering and, you know, any completely anonymous currency would be. Had our own barter bank in Montana years ago. It fizzled, though. There's going to be a lot of things like that pop up if it gets bad in the country. Let's listen to this. This will make your blood boil.
My revenge on Sweden is Malmo. You know, this is a place where people can't live anymore, and it's a very major problem, and they really deserve it. We only have two enemies in Europe at the moment, and this is Sweden and Ireland. My revenge on Sweden is Malmo. We have at least 8-9 nations who are very friendly to Israel. Most European nations are fair-minded, even if critical. We only have two enemies in Europe at the moment, and this is Sweden and Ireland.
Because they recognize Palestine?
No. This is just a manifestation. The Swedes are always very hostile. We have elections soon, so maybe things will change in Sweden. But the Swedes and the Irish are always very hostile.
But what do you mean?
Look, the Swedes have this fantasy that they are the people who will tell everybody who's right and who's wrong. And we look at them and say, who the hell are you? Or, actually, we use stronger language than this, okay, to ourselves.
Okay?
They're being ridiculous. Okay. And they have these perceptions that is...
I never heard that.
His revenge on Sweden. It had diversity. And a lot of Europeans were stupid enough to buy in on it. I mean, we can blame them all we want, right? But you got to be naive to put up with it. Like, oh, we're going to do diversity right. We're going to make diversity work. And we'll just keep cracking down on white people in Europe until they're extinct. And we'll make diversity work. We'll show you. Malmo, by the way, is the biggest migrant no-go zone shithole in the country. Exactly. And so that's his revenge. What's up, Bold Nielsen? I appreciate it from a Swede. Thank you very much, sir. But, you know, it is what it is. You would think they would learn, but, you know, Sweden played right into this. Whites are a race of suckers. And, I mean, depending on the European country would be dependent on how many traitors you have and how many suckers you have and, it's like America, I guess, in many ways. And then how many Jews you have there pulling it along, pulling your chain.
My revenge on Sweden is Malmo.
What do you see as revenge on Ireland?
You know, this is a place where people can't live anymore. And it's a very major problem, and they really deserve it. We only have two enemies in Europe at the moment, and this is Sweden and Ireland. My revenge on Sweden is Malmo. We have at least 8-9 nations who are very friendly to Israel. Most European nations are...
I think some white elites betrayed whites, Orkin Man, because they were blackmailed. I mean, the enemy has three ways. The enemy apparatus, if you will, has three ways. One, they can get rid of you. But that's not their preferred way. The preferred way is control file, like an Epstein-type deal where they can control you, blackmail. Another way they can do it is with money. And so that's how they control people. And so I think that is one thing that happened. But I also think there was a certain amount of naivety. Not Europeans were being naive, open-minded. There's a tendency going back in our history, even in America, where you have whites show up And they'll think all they got to do is convert Indians to Christianity and they'll be just like us. And so the tendency in Europe was, well, they'll just be Swedes just like us. And this is a white universal trait. It is, we are not designed to deal with multiracial scenarios. Or we have a specialist or two around that can help you, like a Whitaker or someone along those lines. A Jarrett Taylor, whoever your favorite is, there's always a specialist, but those specialists are very easy to hold down. Even think of physics. Let's say you have some kind of new wizard in physics. How easy is it to hold down one specialist in our civilization if you have evil intentions? Well, pretty easy. Pretty easy, especially if you have the engines of, especially if you take control of media and finance, right? Can I post that link? What, to this particular? Yeah, I'll post the link. It's just on X. Here you go, Bode Nilsson. It's an old clip, by the way. Whites just assume, since we can empathize with the people, that they can do the same, kind of retard it. Well, yeah, I mean, the thing that shocked me way back in the day is reading on American Renaissance episodes with the Indians where whites are saying, well, we're just going to convert them to Christianity. They'll be just like us. Doesn't work that way. And the Swedes are doing the same thing, and they're being encouraged to do it. Anyone that tries to warn them is generally thrown in jail, or again, they get to them through what, bribery? Or blackmail? Or we haven't seen them. I don't know if anyone they wiped out, but you get the picture. Usually it's pretty easy in this particular system. Yeah. Send that clip to Joel. I think he might have seen it before. Yeah, multiculturalism was a huge mistake. It was a lot of brainwashing. It's multifaceted, but you know, there's you got traitors and you got this fellow here. And this is obviously a very European-looking Jew, Dan Schuften, which they have our genes. You know, my revenge on Sweden. Said two enemies, Sweden and Ireland. Huge fires rage around Jerusalem. Independence Day ceremony canceled. Recorded rehearsal screened instead. This is, I don't know what to make of these fires, but let's go through them. Let's go through the fires. Israel ablaze, a national emergency believed to be a terrorist act. Look out below. It's a terrorist act. Breaking Israel, a fire set by Israeli settlers trying to burn down Palestinian olive groves. Now, this is something that is possible and probable since it's been reported by Haaretz, unless this is photoshopped or something, which I don't think Syrian Girl would do because she has large subscribers and probably would be kicked off Twitter for making fake news about the Jews. As wildfires rage in Israel, security sources tell Haaretz, settlers set Palestinian agricultural land on fire in West Bank. So it's blowback, eh? Okay. There's the headline for you. Haaretz settlers set Palestinian agricultural land on fire in the West Bank and it blew up in their face. And let's look how bad it blew up in their face. Let's check this out. This is fire engulfing Israeli military bases near occupied Jerusalem. This is War Monitor, who is, of course, sympathizer to the Middle East, calling Jerusalem occupied, obviously. There's no sound for this. Wow, look at this fire, though. Holy cow. It's like Inferno, something right out of the movies, eh? It's crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy. What do you guys think? Looks pretty wild, huh? Well, let's look at these. See what's going on as far as their Palestinians fleeing Israel's bombs versus Israel fleeing fires. All right, hold on. Hmm. dicey. Very dicey. They keep playing these. All right, so we got tanks on fire as well. I don't know if Israel has the resources to put out a large wildfire in a dry area. Obviously, they're having some challenges here. And this, of course, this was obviously a military base. Now, the Muslims are saying it's God's punishment because they burned so many Muslim children. Never know. The gates of hell have opened up in Israel. A Syria girl is having a field day over this. Look at this, though. This is wild shit. Looks like the California wildfires, eh?
Allah.
Crazy. Crazy stuff. The fire is somehow remaining in areas where non-native trees were planted. This is on Israel's Independence Day, where they exterminate the Palestinians in NACA. NACBA. It's a lot of fires. They're trying to get all Torah, or not Torah, they're trying to get all Quran and biblical. Sometimes it's just wildfires waiting to happen. If you got settlers, crazy settlers trying to burn olive groves, this is what can go down very quickly. And they keep on trying to post, here's Palestinians fleeing versus Israelis fleeing. Let's take a look. Fire is intensifying the forest of occupied Al-Quds, with footage captured the rapid spread. Let's check it out. It's definitely a big, dramatic fire. And as of right now, it's not... Nobody's put it out. Oh, it's loud as hell. Hold on here. Clip is loud. It's moving into the city. It could be Iranian space lasers. Maybe it's just settlers setting fire to olive trees. But huge fires rage around Jerusalem. Independence Day ceremony canceled. Recorded rehearsal screened instead. It looks to be bad news. See with this photo. See these photos. You guys can check out the photos. This is from Zog Times, Times of Israel. All right, Independence Day in Israel was canceled. Look at this. Oh, it's just the whole entire sky is smoke. This is army mobilizing. I don't know how much of a firefighting force they have. I don't know anything about it. But we'll see. We'll see in the coming days. Last handful of news clips today. We've got more war porn breaking out, as usual. Apocalyptic stuff. The only thing I have of interest is Pakistan versus India, which is still ongoing. I mean, they haven't nuked each other yet. So far, they're just kind of doing bullshit stuff. But we can be hopeful. We can be hopeful for something a little more dramatic. But let's cruise over to Iran. Iran's senior Mossad spy executed in Iran. High-ranking Mossad operative who facilitated several Israeli intelligence operations in Iran provided logistical support for the assassination of Sayed Khodei in Tehran was hanged this morning. Oh, they hanged him. It's a rough way to go. Okay, Mossad spy got hanged. It is what it is. Zionists should be awaiting the lashes of God's punishment. This is a kind of oppression will be answered with severe divine response, and there's no doubt about that. This is Khomeini. Khomeini is playing it up. He's playing up the biblical ordeal here, that the Jews are being punished with biblical hellfire over Jerusalem and so on and so forth, because they're Jews. And they're doing bad. And it doesn't look appear to be. And they're excited about this. So we'll have to see if it continues. Of course, may we soon witness the same image, but a full liberation of Palestine and occupiers' final exit, God willing. Well, that'd be a wild morning. I guess they'd all come to America or Europe or Ukraine. Be crazy if they had to flee Israel. Russia sends horror, World War III threat to the UK. This is the type of headline we're used to seeing. But these days we're seeing a little bit more than this, though. You know, British blood must be spilled. Yeah, they're talking, the Russians don't like the British. But we're either seeing headlines like that or we're seeing testing of new technology. Now, this technology we're about to witness, we've seen this type of thing before. I don't know what you do with it, per se, because the dude looks like an easy target. A guy has a jetpack, and he's on a boat with his jetpack, and he flies over to the larger ship. So he's flying ship to ship, boat to ship from a jetpack. I mean, it looks cool, but I don't know. What is it practical? What's it good for? It's cool. He's got a jetpack. He's flying around the boat. He's hanging out. I believe this is the British. It's cool. Lands on the boat. I mean, it's nothing that a surface-to-air missile couldn't take down really quickly, and a small one at that, or a bullet. You know, it's not looking good at all. Finally, a video of one or two Bandar Abbas craters showing people at the bottom of the crater to give some of the depth of those craters. I have no knowledge of who made this video, but the earliest posting I found at Rattle Club about 5 hours ago. Okay. They're still talking about this actual crater and whatever hit Iran, which is probably, we would imagine, Israel would be at the base. Israel would be at the bottom of the particular ordeal, we would imagine. Maybe it's some type of weapons demonstration. I don't know. Could just be as simple as Israel did something. I don't know what they did. It is one hell of a crater, though.
در واقع اتفاق افتاده که الان بعضن این دوستان اومدن کارشناسی میکنن ما هم داریم اینجا یک قسمتی داریم فیلمبرداری میکنیم بفرستیم برای شماها عزیزان اینم سوله بوده که در واقع شما سوی تلویزیون مشاهده میکردیم ما الان دقیقا همیت اصلا چیزی به عنوان
It's one hell of a destructive strike, whatever this was. Crazy. Wonder what exactly was used. Explosions at Iranian port leave at least 28 dead and 800 injured. It's quite an explosion. What exactly it was, maybe a smaller bomb set off something that was there? I don't know. Remember they did this at a port in Lebanon? That was Israel. You guys remember that? You guys remember that at all? Pakistan's defense chief warns military incursion by India is imminent. All right. They've been saying this now for a few days. Well, they haven't started nuking each other yet, though. India will divide Pakistan into four parts by end of this year, lawmaker Dubey. Pakistan says it will use nukes as if its existence is threatened, and that's in their constitution, apparently. A war could potentially break out between two countries within the next 2 to 4 days. Well, so far, no dice. We've got a couple more days to go, though. Could be pretty exciting. We'll have to see. India planning military strike within 24 to 36 hours. Oh, come on. If you're going to go at it, go at it. I can't see it being nuclear, though. Pakistan shoots down Indian spy drone. This is like the most recent, I guess. Pakistan shoots down Indian spy drone over Kashmir's forces on high alert. Okay. Tit for tat. It's kind of like a bullshit tit for tat right now. This is news intrigue here. A $60 million F-18 falls overboard and is lost at sea after USS Truman dodges serious Houthi fire. Well, maybe the Houthis knocked it off. The FA-18 was actively under tow in the hangar bay when the moving crew lost control of the aircraft. Intriguing. So they lost it at sea, huh? A U.S. aircraft carrier to leave after intense Yemeni strikes. So it sounds like the Houthis are at it again. They caused them to shuttle a plane or something. Super Hornet assigned to USS Harry S. Truman lost at sea. Maybe they took it out. The first thing lost in a war, and you're at war on many different levels, is the truth. So we're kind of having to decipher things. So one thing that is true, the Houthis are still firing shit at our ships. And they're causing ships to get the hell out of there. And we have an F-18 Hornet that supposedly is lost at sea. You know, they were packing it away, and it scuttled the ship, and the thing went overboard. Yes, U.S. aircraft carrier to leave. It's leaving that area. It's pulling back. And they can't pull back out of firing range. It's kind of intriguing, though. You don't often see this. Uncle Sam pulling back aircraft carriers, worried about desert rebels. U.S. ramping up East Asia bombers and missiles aimed at China, Russia. Frank Smith reports from South Korea. Oh, this is crazy. And this is more Philippines. Now, the Philippines is one area where I could see the empire being able to afford a skirmish. The empire versus China in the Philippines. Set some rules of engagement around these Philippine islands. It'd be hard to know the truth of what's going on because you don't have, when it comes to these island chains, when it becomes like the middle of the Pacific, we don't have cameras or anything else unless sailors leak it out. But China and the Philippines both plant their flags on the same disputed sandbar. The empire cannot afford a war unless it's some type of negotiated war, where the rules of engagement are kind of like agreed to on both sides before they go to war. And I don't even know how that would work. But, I mean, you kind of get a feeling that's what's going on between the empire and Russia and Ukraine. Could you have something like that in the Philippines? Why not? Well, over the disputed islands, sure. I don't think the empire cares about dead Filipinos anymore than they care about dead Chinese. But I don't know how this would work. But I can envision something like this going down because it's like it's a remote place. No one really gives a shit about it. If we're going to do something with China, it might be good for our economy. You know, fear of China. China going to get us. if you're going to go to war, it's got to be a negotiated war. The cartels, that might not be enough cannon fodder for the Trumpster. But something like this, I don't know. I'm being conspiratorial, of course. U.S. war games simulate full-scale battle with China and the Philippines. You see something like this, where you have a ready supply of Asians to come in there. You could get the Vietnamese in there. You get all kinds of Japanese. And you've got Uncle Sam's equipment with Asian troops. This is the type of thing the Empire likes. The Empire's equipment without the Empire's army. Just advisors, CIA advisors. This could be crazy. No one was attacking the ship. They're lying because they fucked up towing it. I would imagine, Renigger, they're lying about something. But the Houthis have put ships under fire for a consistent amount of time. So you, I mean, the idea that they couldn't even just get lucky and hit something is flawed because they don't give a shit, you know? I appreciate you guys tuning in and supporting the show. I'll be back Friday. You guys always pay attention to Twitter, Telegram. You never know what could happen or things could get rearranged. The paywall will be live tomorrow and Thursday. I'll give you guys an update on some things coming up, so on and so forth. And we'll discuss your favorite subject, the JQ. JQ in antiquity. I'll show you guys some pictures. It's pretty wild stuff. But anyways, guys, I appreciate you tuning in. Appreciate you supporting the show. And I'll be back on Friday. Cheers.